The stage is set. The curtain rises. We are ready to begin.
What time is it?
Time to wake up.
Good morning.
It will be once this brand muffin works its magic.
Sounds like a case of the Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
Monday.
Get up, okay? Get up.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
It is time.
What time is it?
Showtime.
I guess that means the show's starting, right?
It's on.
I guess the beginning of the show.
That's right.
I'm not even paying attention.
Steve-O, we gotta do a show.
I don't wanna.
There's no Dex.
Yeah, guys, pray for our buddy Dex. He's no longer with us, so I guess pray for his family.
No. No. Not
Isn't that
the
what
case.
Stomach flu means?
Yeah, Dex got pretty sick over the weekend. He texted us yesterday, said he wasn't gonna make it.
It's really sad.
So hopefully he'll be back tomorrow, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Friday, we spent the day memorializing our girl Victoria.
Yes.
And we have a ton of stuff left over from Friday that we never even got to.
Gosh.
Not to mention everything that happened over the weekend.
And we want to talk about this because we knew a lot of people that went to Mariposa on Sunday for birthday party. So we're definitely going to get to that. Gosh,
maybe we could
that
get
just
our,
happened.
Maybe we could get our buddy Corey to come in and tell us about it.
Yeah, I'd like that. If you would like to chime in, 585-LIVE, that's the live line. You can also chime in. What is that?
It's just fading out, man.
Yeah. Studio at star88.fm, that's the phone number. Studio at star88.fm. Good morning.
Come on in.
That was crazy, man.
Yep.
What happened?
You started the show.
No, well, no, I didn't even realize it was starting.
It was time.
I was worried that you were about to be maimed or something because
Peter couldn't get in.
Oh, okay.
We had a knock on the window. Plus, we've got all the shades down.
Why is it all? It's super shady in here.
Ooh. We got a text on the live line. Let's see. It came in 9 hours ago. It says, "Is Dex Chinese?" No. Short answer. He's not.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Last night we were with our girl Megan and ABQ heading home, gearing up for the Hacienda Ball.
So excited about November. It this year. So excited about it this year.
Got to meet some new people. If you missed out last year, it was called the Casa Ball back then. And Tao and I got to host because we were the hosts at the time of the morning show on this year's station. Well, since then, we got a new partner in crime, Dexter. And the Morning Invasion, we're gonna be emceeing a big event in November. Can't wait to get going on it. Our boy Steven and his wife Julia, they're gonna be a part of it. Basically, it's like a Dancing with the Stars.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
That was where we did our infamous Dirty Dancing bit.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty excited for this year.
I don't think it's infamous. It was inspiring to a lot of people.
Inspiring.
It was a cultural movement.
It really was. I don't know if you guys have ever seen these things. They're called flash mobs, but we started it.
Flash mob.
Just the two of us.
Oh, word is we're going to do some flash mobs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All you flash mobbers out there.
Not flashers.
Yeah.
Just flash mobbers.
Flash mobbers.
If you're a flasher, you need to go check yourself into jail.
Before you wreck yourself.
Can you check yourself into jail? I'd like to check myself in, please. I've done many illegal things.
I think you can. I mean, isn't that just called turning yourself in?
Do you just show up and you're like, do you need a credit card for incidentals? And they check you in. I say, sure, give us your whole wallet and all of your personal possessions.
The watch, you're not going to want those. Maybe those shoes.
You're not going to need that pin. You can't have that pin in there.
Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Gosh, welcome to Monday. Mm. It is the 242nd day of the year, 7 days until Labor Day.
Labor Day.
We got a short week ahead of us, or at least you do.
I do. I'm leaving on Wednesday night.
Man.
I'm excited about that.
Can be gone for a couple days.
6 in the morning.
And then Monday, of course, we're all off because it's
Labor
Day.
How did you get stuck with the long week this week?
I don't know.
Because, like, Dex took today off.
Oh, yeah.
I get 2 days off.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
It's Labor Day.
It is Labor Day. So I'm there. You guys are honoring me. You're taking a vacation to honor those that work a lot.
That's right.
That's me.
That's you.
Speaking of working a lot, today, is Joel Schumacher's birthday.
Yay.
He directed St. Elmo's Fire, The Lost Boys, Flatliners when he was good. He also destroyed the Batman franchise. Batman and Robin.
It's always interesting to me when you and I love the documentaries that come out. There's like a trend now where you have these documentaries about movies that never got made. Like there's one called The Death of Superman Lives.
Yeah,
and
dude.
It's all about Tim Burton's version of Superman with Nicolas Cage as Superman that never came out. And there was another movie that Joel Schumacher was going to make. He was going to make a third Batman movie because he did Batman Forever, and then he did Batman and Robin.
Wasn't bad.
And he was going to make Batman Triumphant, apparently, is what it was called. And it was going to be like nuts. Nuts.
Really?
Yeah. From everything I've read, it was just going to be nuts. And then they totally, after Batman and Robin, they were like, you know what? We're out on Batman for a little bit.
Man.
We're done.
And thankfully they did that because then we got Batman Begins, which is still one of my all-time favorite superhero
Batman
movies.
Batman Begins was good.
So good. I still think it's the best of the trilogy.
I like The Dark Knight.
I know. It's okay.
It's okay.
Speaking of Batman and old school Batman, Adam West, in October, you and I are going to New York for NYCC, New York Comic Con. Adam West is going to be there showing the new like Batman film, hanging out. We're going to try and get to that. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I think maybe we can.
Yeah, we probably will. Anyways, Joel Schumacher. How old is Joel Schumacher today?
65.
77.
No way.
Yeah.
He is old.
And also, I feel like I need music for this because, it's only the greatest musician of all time. Just give me a minute.
Just giving you a minute. Giving you a minute. Giving you 2 minutes.
We don't have any MJ. Something is wrong with us.
What are you talking
How
about?
Do we not have any MJ?
Is it Michael Jackson, you said?
Yes!
I got plenty on my phone. We can play that in the background. What is it? Is it would have been his birthday?
Yeah.
There it is.
There we go.
We got some.
Passed away in 2009. And not a whole lot has changed. Since he died, he still makes the most money out of any of the Jacksons, and everybody's still begging for a piece.
What about old Tito?
Okay. How old would MJ have been?
Okay. I thought we did this the other day.
No, today's his birthday. Unless, like, it was the anniversary of his death.
It could have been that. Let's see. He would have been... 59.
Oh, 58.
That's so
good.
Close.
That's good. I need a me like the river Jordan. I just want to play MJ all morning. I've actually had MJ stuck in my brain since 4 a.m. because that was one of the first things I did for show prep this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we got here way too early.
We did. Since Dex warned us he wasn't going to be here, we got here a good hour earlier than we normally do.
Yeah.
So we're both pretty tired.
It's going to be a good day, though.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good day. I got so much. Like, for instance, we got a letter.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple, but I only want to do one because I know Dexter loves doing letters. But we got a couple emails from listeners who need some advice. So we got one about a lady who went on a date, and man, her date was an interesting character.
Okay.
Speaking of characters, fictional characters that scared you as a child, I got that, the number one, may surprise you, as well as some new psychology that has come out talking about how you present terrifying things to your children.
Okay.
That may surprise you, too. Ryan Lochte officially charged with making a false police report. We're talking about what that means for America.
America. So he's charged in Brazil.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Oh, man, it's getting cray-cray.
Great.
I also have a story of why you should always follow your roommate on social media.
Okay.
And then I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, but Colin Kaepernick, 49ers, like fourth string quarterback, is making headlines.
He's fourth string?
He's Dude, they were talking last night. He used to be for about a season. And they were talking about it last night. And it was like, dude, all of this political shenanigans aside, and all, you know, this stunt that he's doing right now, he's not good. And so there are a lot of people saying they won't be surprised if he gets cut. Yeah. Yeah. You definitely. Oh, man.
Officially.
You're excited.
Officially.
You're very excited.
Speaking of football, I'm interested. And here's why.
Yeah.
The moment is here.
Dak Prescott.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, the same way I've been preparing since I've been drafted. Nothing really changes in my preparation, the way I go about studying the game, studying my opponent, studying just overall how to make myself better and how to help this team.
Did they pull you aside and tell you about the injury, or did you learn it at the same time as the rest of the team?
No, I was told beforehand. Coach Linehan addressed it with him.
Okay, so it says that he is officially the current starting quarterback.
That's right.
Steven, Christian, says they're going to replace him.
That's what he was saying.
What are the facts? Tell me.
The facts are Tony Romo broke a bone in his back, and he's out 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, but Steven said, well, they issued an official press release that said they're going to find a veteran player.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying that the Cowboys allegedly
also
are searching for a...
Chrissy, I don't love the Cowboys. I love Dak.
Tell the people, because you're not... I mean, you're not Sporty Spice.
Okay, no, not at all.
But,
I'm Baby Spice.
Yes, you are. You really are.
I'm lovable and cute, and I wear white all the time.
And you're the blonde one.
I have pigtails. Yeah. Okay, so Dak went to Mississippi State, which is my alma mater.
Okay.
And the cool thing about him is he completely turned the program around.
Yeah.
Again, not a big sports fan, but I know enough about Dak to care.
Yeah.
You know, because he totally, like, he's a big-time star.
Yeah.
And not without his mistakes. I know, like, right after he finished his season at MSU this past season, when he was donezo, he got, like, a DUI, which is his DWI here. And everybody was like, oh, it's going to hurt his chances. But he's a solid dude, and he totally came out and owned up to everything. And he's like, I made a mistake. It was stupid. I'm going to, you know.
You're going to follow the Cowboys this year.
I'm probably going to follow him. I want him to do well.
Dude, he's the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to follow
But I currently don't have... I'm not doing fantasy football this year. I might just take a break.
You've got to do the breeders.
Steven's thinking about it. Or Steven invited me to a thing.
Do it.
I don't know.
Do it.
I'm still deciding.
It's just like us and the wives. It's like Joey Milligan and his wife.
Someone doesn't care about football.
Do you think any of us do? Really? Okay. Sorry. I meant fantasy football.
Chrissy does.
Yeah, Chrissy cares about fantasy football. I care
Chrissy
about real
cares.
Football. You know what else I care about?
Whom?
In T-minus like 2 minutes.
What?
We got a guest on the show.
Oh, we got an interview.
Small businesses are the backbone of this country's economy. But every year, more than 10,000 of them fail.
You know what the failure rate of gyms is?
Yeah, it's 95%.
Ooh.
You thought you were the 5%?
I told
My name is Marcus Lemonis.
To Amy
I buy
BC
struggling businesses, turn them around,
like,
and make
crazy.
Millions doing it.
How you doing? I'm Marcus.
Last season, I made deals with
Wait,
these
what was his
companies.
Last name?
Thank you so much.
Lemonis?
There were successes.
This used to take us forever.
You should be very proud of yourselves.
To say that this is a transformation is an understatement.
But there were deals I walked away from.
You're a thief and a liar.
Whoa.
And a cheater.
You didn't do what you promised.
In my face.
You're a
I can
thief
make this business
and a liar.
Work with or without you.
Allegedly, he's calling.
Cinderella.
Marcus Lemonis. He is from CNBC's The Prophet. I'm really sad that Dexter's not here because this was his
he
guy.
He was excited about it.
Oh, he was so excited.
And we got canceled on. Wait, are we even sure that it's going to happen?
No.
Because we got canceled on last week.
Yeah. But allegedly, he's calling this week at 6:20.
We're going to see.
They said they were pushing it back a week. Great. We're going to be all robots.
Yeah, we're going to be robots for the next 40 seconds.
Unless we stop talking right now.
No, we can't do that. We can't have dead air. We'll get in trouble for that.
Ah!
So you have to have robot air. Hey, I posted the Monday Mindset. You totally go post yours. I have a couple of questions. I want to know if you had a good weekend, number one.
Mm-hmm.
If you learned anything incredible or inspiring at church, maybe you went this weekend. Or did you happen to go to Victoria Martin's heavenly birthday party?
Yeah.
We want to hear about it. We want to hear your experiences. I know there were a ton
thousands.
It hit national news this weekend. Yeah. It was front page, like CNN, Fox News, the whole story, the whole gruesome story that more and more terrible details keep coming out about. So if you're not into that, then definitely maybe stay away from certain news sources. But we want to know if you went to the birthday party, heard that it was beautiful. We're going to try to get a buddy of ours here on the show who went, and maybe he can tell us a little bit about it. Yeah, but tell us. Post your Monday Mindset, facebook.com/star88fm.
It was definitely an interesting weekend after Friday's show. If you missed Friday's show, all 4 hours were definitely heavy, dedicated to Victoria. And but it was good, I think, towards...
I hope so. I had a lot. We had a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
People telling us that they were glad we talked about it. Because I know we have friends that work at other stations that were not
Weren't even allowed to mention it.
Like, they couldn't discuss it at all.
Which I guess I don't truly understand, because an entire community, obviously, scratching their heads, wanting to know how something could happen.
I think in situations like this, it's very hard not to let personal faith or feelings come across. Luckily, we're at a That's a station where we totally can. But
you're right.
You know, if you're working at a general market station,
you can't really offer
hope. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Because you might offend somebody, or you might, you know, whatever.
And that's very, I didn't think about that aspect, because it's very true. You can't really offer hope or any kind of light in
certain
situation like that dark like that.
Man.
So, yeah, we were very thankful to be a part of that show on Friday. It was a very big, very important show. If you missed it, you can download the podcast, star88.fm. Or if you didn't know, we actually have a podcast on iTunes, at Google Play.
Yeah. Yep.
You can check it out there as well. I don't think he's calling.
Well, when was he supposed to call?
6:20.
He's not calling.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe we could hit up some music and then come back in if he calls.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I really wanted him to call.
He's not going to call.
He said he wasn't going to call.
No, he didn't.
This time was going to be
technically
different.
He did not say he was going to call.
No, that's true. His people said they were going to call. Coming up, though, Colin Kaepernick, he divided a nation on Facebook over the weekend. We're going to talk about what he did. We're going to talk about why you should always follow your roommate on social media. You've got some headlines. We got a ton of stuff to get to today, including a letter that we definitely have to get to try and help out a Star member who, man, blind dates, yo.
Blind dates.
They don't always work out to the best.
That's right. When we come back, we're starting to get stories about the party yesterday, the Heavenly Birthday Party. Text us your story, or you can email it, or you can comment on Facebook. Let us know.
Yeah. Taking a break. Coming back. It's the Morning Invasion. Stay with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
CBS broadcaster Charles Osgood, host of Sunday Morning, is saying goodbye.
Some of you may have heard rumors lately that I won't be hosting these Sunday Morning broadcasts very much longer. Well, I'm here to tell you that the rumors are true.
The MTV Video Music Awards.
The 30th Burning Man Festival.
Colin Kaepernick causing a firestorm for refusing to stand up.
During the playing of the national anthem.
Don't Breathe is the top box office attraction.
Two men arrested in connection with the shooting death of the cousin of NBA player Dwayne Wade in Chicago.
NASA says its Juno spacecraft successfully carried out its first flyby of Jupiter.
Weather experts are concerned a couple of storm systems over the Atlantic could impact Florida and parts of the East Coast.
The conditions have not been favorable for development across the Bahamas, but as it gets into the Florida Straits, that's when we think we have the potential for development, and all interests along the Gulf of Mexico need to be prepared.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the Morning Invasion, minus Dexter. It is 6:37.
The high today is 83 degrees.
That sounds beautiful.
I'm not seeing anything on traffic.
Okay.
So we're good.
We're good.
We're good.
It is so cold in the studio.
Yeah. But it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Guys, it is almost September. I just realized today is a good friend of mine's birthday. I almost need to call him.
Whom?
You met him back in Las Cruces.
Oh, cool.
My boy Derek.
Oh, yeah. Today's Derek's birthday.
I always remember today is his birthday because the simple fact that it is August 29th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Skynet?
That is the day that Skynet... Oh, gosh, such a good movie!
Yep.
I love this song so much. August 29th, 1997? 96. I don't remember.
You gotta figure that
One
out.
One of those days in the, quote, future. Cyberdyne. They became self-aware, like,
boom,
Skynet. They launched a bunch of nukes.
No.
It was Judgment Day, yo. It's when the War of the Machines went legit and active or whatever. I think it was August 29th.
You don't remember?
No, I know it was August 29th. 1997!
Okay.
August 29th, 1997 at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time. It's the day Skynet became self-aware.
Woo!
Unless, of course, they keep making movies, in which case Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, they said it was 2003. Because it had already passed 1997. Why would you change that? It's still 1997. It's always 1997.
Well, here's the thing. It got retconned.
Ugh. I didn't even see the last one.
I didn't either.
I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I realize it's like old Arnold, but...
Old Arnold.
Wait, August 29th, 1997, if you're not wearing 10 million sunblock, you're going to have a really bad day!
No, you know what? I think I did watch
That's
it.
The one where he's like old, and they like totally retconned
everything.
I
did watch it. You remember? Because I watched it and
Is
I was
good?
Like...
good?
No.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't as bad as everybody made it out to be, but they were trying to set up a lot of stuff. And and it was just... That movie was kind of like, why?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Terminator Salvation as well. Mm-hmm. I was like so stoked because I got to, I was an extra in that, spent a day on the set, hung out with Sam Worthington, who was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to be in a movie and this is going to be amazing. And then I was really embarrassed to even talk about it.
Yeah. But they changed it, right?
Yeah.
You said the script originally was different.
Yes. Script originally was different and then it leaked thanks to all the spoiler kids and the leakers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the original script... was awesome.
I want to know the differences.
So, okay. Did you see Terminator Salvation?
No.
Okay. Wait, you didn't see Terminator
Salvation? Yeah, I did, because I looked for your scene.
Yeah.
You saw it was real fast.
Yeah, you can see my arm, basically. I like run by. I get shoved out of the way by Sam Worthington.
But I can't remember.
Sam Worthington was, remember, it turns out all of a sudden it was like, oh, Sam Worthington was a Terminator. But he was a good guy Terminator fighting along with Kyle Reese in the future.
Yes, yes, yes.
So he was like this new technology Terminator, and he was a good guy. And then in the end of the movie, John Connor, Christian Bale, gets like, I don't know, some crazy heart wound. First of all, he gets like stabbed in the chest. And it's like, come on.
Watch out for that.
He's going to die.
Yeah.
And... so, in order to save him, Sam Worthington, Terminator guy, gives him his heart. Like, they do a heart transplant, gives him his heart so that John Connor can live because he's the general that leads the resistance.
Gotcha.
That was the stupid ending.
That was the stupid ending.
The original ending was that John Connor got stabbed through and it kills him.
Oh.
But John Connor is the face of the resistance, and so Sam Worthington's character goes into the Terminator machine and grafts a John Connor exo skin thing over himself to then lead the resistance because the world always needed John Connor.
Oh my goodness. That would have been a way better ending. So now the next one, the one with Arnold. John Connor's in it, and if I remember correctly,
doesn't he become a bad guy?
He's a Terminator.
Ugh.
Nobody's going to see that.
No.
So he becomes a Terminator, and he's evil. So yeah. I wonder if it was like a play off what was bad. Going to have happened.
Would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah. Welcome to Monday, guys. We are here. Dexter is sick. Pray for him. He hit us up yesterday, and he sent us just video evidence to be sure that we understood that he was puking
sent
out both
us
ends.
A gif.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pray gross. For that guy. He caught something. But it's been going around. I actually had to take Jack to the doctor on Friday.
Really?
Yeah, $25 later, it was allergies, but it was cool, Jack. Way to man up.
Don't blame your kid. Your son, who is a boy, it might be difficult to man up.
Like, come on, man!
He hasn't reached manhood
$25 yet. $25 for them to go with a little throat cotton swab thing, because he's like, I think it's the black lung.
Oh, gosh.
I got the strips.
No.
I'm like, you don't have the Meryl Streeps.
The Meryl Streeps.
Turns out it was negative, and they're like, well, I mean, he does have a minor fever, so it could be a cold or something. Probably allergies, because he's congested.
I'm glad you manned up and took him to the doctor.
I did. Good. I did. And we had fun. And then I took him to a comic shop to make him feel better, even though he's totally fine. Good. I think that's why his doctor is near Astro Zombies. Oh. So he's like, I don't feel well. Can we get Pokemon cards after at Astro Zombies? okay. I see how this is really working out. Anyways. Man, we got so much on the show today. We got a Starmie letter that we're going to get to in the 7 o'clock hour. We're also definitely going to talk about Colin Kaepernick.
Da-dum.
He was in the news over the weekend.
Da-dum-dum-dum.
And I found a great story about childhood and fictional characters that scared you. Speaking of Terminator.
Excited.
Although Terminator never really scared me. You got to think long and hard on this one, because they polled a bunch of parents, basically, to ask what the number one fictional character that scared you as a child was. So no, Freddy Krueger doesn't count, because if you were a child and your parents didn't love you like mine and you watched Nightmare on Elm Street, that shouldn't count because you shouldn't have been watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Although my very first slumber party, I was like 8 years old, totally saw Nightmare on Elm Street.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
That wasn't my mom's fault. She dropped me off at Chris's house and said, have fun, honey. And it was like my first sleepover, and I was like, yes, this is going to be exciting.
Fault.
And he was like a couple years older, and they were like, we got scary movies. And I'm like, oh, dude, I love scary movies. Care Bears 3.
Care Bears 3 wasn't scary. Care Bears 1 and 2 were scary. They were actually scary.
Gosh, that's so weird to me.
No, it's scary.
Uh-huh. Totally scary.
You go back
no,
and
this
watch
was
it.
Scary. This was scary because it was like, we got The Exorcist, and I'm like 8. I don't know if I should be watching this.
Yep.
Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger.
And they made you watch it.
So maybe not go that dark, but fictional characters that scared you as a child, will be doing that one. The number one response, seriously, it may shock you.
Okay.
Because I
will it scare you?
I mean, maybe.
We'll find out.
I mean, maybe. And as I mentioned, of course, we got Colin Kaepernick on the show today. No, we don't. Starmie member needs your help. Also, update real quick. Let's just do this now. Ryan Lochte has officially been charged by Rio.
Nice.
Yeah. Falsely reporting a crime. They want him to either come back to Brazil or send a lawyer to answer the charges for him. But he's looking at up to 6 months in jail.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's no word yet on if he plans to go or not. His lawyer said, quote, we intend to fully cooperate with the government as we have all along, end quote. But I don't know.
But it says he got good news, too, because he got picked up by Pine Brothers Cough Drops, a new sponsor. And the company says it hopes people give Ryan a second chance because, quote, he's a great guy who has done incredible work with charities.
Yeah. So it's like, he's just such a stand-up guy. You going to go back to Rio there, Lochte?
I wish you had some clips of his, of him talking.
Oh,
there's
man.
Somewhere.
There's somewhere,
but we need to do news anyway.
Dex is gone. I don't even know.
Do you have the news intro?
Yeah. I got everything. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Stop.
I'm currently drinking a cup of coffee. Well, I was. I just finished it.
I already finished my first cup, too.
Your coffee addiction may be in your DNA.
Mm.
This is top billing news. This is the biggest news ever. Something else you can blame your parents on. Yeah, that's like good. You can blame them for this. This is great. A new study out of Scotland found that your coffee addiction may be in your DNA. The researchers found a gene that seems to determine whether people are big coffee drinkers or not. Maybe it's a Levi's gene. Maybe it's Gap gene. They say that the gene is responsible for how your body breaks down caffeine.
Okay.
So if you have a variation that reduces the effect of caffeine, you're more likely to be addicted to coffee.
I think it's an age thing, personally.
I don't know.
I didn't really care for coffee growing up. My mom always had coffee bread. Mm-hmm.
My parents did, too, every morning.
Oh, Folgers. Man. So full-on coffee.
Maxwell House.
See, my mom had those. Do you remember those weird tins? And it was like... Mm-hmm. Ah, French vanilla or whatever. And she'd scoop that in there, and it always smelled amazing. And then you had it.
Tasted
and
ridiculous.
It tasted like pee-pee.
Yep.
And so I
don't know what that tastes like.
Yeah, French vanilla coffee tin stuff. I hated it. But then as I got older, especially now with this show, man.
Yeah, I started drinking coffee out of necessity when we started touring because I hated coffee.
Yep.
My parents drank coffee every morning growing up. I hated it.
Yep.
And then we started touring all the time, and I tried to do the Monster thing and Mountain Dew thing, and it was so much sugar, So then I just had to go to straight black coffee.
That's what we do. Yeah, that's what I do. Black coffee.
That's what I drink.
So do you think, I don't know, it's encoded in our DNA that at some point when we turned like 23, we just loved coffee?
The gene fired.
Okay.
And then we started.
I could be.
A new study found the states that do the worst job at punishing and preventing bad drivers.
New Mexico is probably number one.
If you're a terrible driver, this is your favorite state. The top three, South Dakota, Pennsylvania, and Ohio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I seriously thought we would be on there.
Well, I think the worst drivers are in New Mexico, but they do a good job of punishing them if they catch them. So, last night, the VMAs went down.
Oh, dude.
And we've got a list of the winners and something.
Yeah, somewhat.
Do we need to... We don't have anything to play in the background, do we?
No.
No music or anything?
No.
Beyonce was the biggest winner at last night's VMAs. She had
Beyonce
eight awards. She won a ton of stuff. Let's see. She won for Video of the Year. She won for Best Pop Video. She won for Best Female Video. She won for Best Long Form Format Video. She won for Best Direction of a Video, Best Choreography, Best Cinematography, Best Editing. She won everything. She also performed last night, and it was crazy.
She didn't win Best Audio. Yeah, I can't play that audio.
And I have a theory. I have a theory about hip-hop.
You have a real theory.
I really do. So, rock music, and I guess you could say that it was kind of birthed out of the 50s. That's when we started seeing rock and roll.
Yeah.
And then definitely came into its own in the 60s. And then the 70s happened, and alongside disco, you had disco going on, but also towards the end of the 60s, and I guess you could argue this happened more in the 60s and 70s, but it got really, really trippy.
Yeah.
Really out there, pushing the boundaries of what rock music really was. And I truly think that's what's happening to hip-hop right now, because I don't even understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
There's like this new form of rap called mumble rap where people are just literally mumbling things, and it's just not the same.
I think they're just making stuff up to see how far they can go.
Well, that's what I really think, that every musical genre hits that point where it starts getting weird.
Man.
And they see how far they can push it, and like they really pursue the art form of the genre, and I really think that's what's happening in hip hop right now, because Beyonce's thing was like no other thing
apparently,
I have heard or seen. It was out there.
Yeah. Her performance received such a standing ovation that Key and Peele, who were the not hosts, but totally the
totally
hosts.
Totally the hosts.
They actually cut away to them.
No, we're done here.
We're done. There are no tweets.
We're done.
They're, there are no, they're trying to that? Get okay, back to the show.
That? Yeah.
Just feel it stretching. Still standing ovation for Beyonce.
Why would you come to us when she's still on stage? What we just saw.
Still standing ovation.
Dead, toe tag it, morgue it, well-attended funeral full of friends and loved ones. I give you a eulogy, but I am also dead.
1 million lemon emojis. That's it.
Still
That's
standing ovation. Yeah. It went on for so long that they actually cut away from Key and Peele back to Beyonce, who was still on the stage just soaking in her standing ovation.
Pretty crazy.
Let's
see. Rihanna won the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award. She performed, I think, 4 times.
Wow.
Also, our boys in 21 Pilots won Best
yes!
Rock Video for Heathens. And let's see. The best new artist was DNCE or Dance, I guess. And I think one of the Jonas Brothers is up in that band.
Really?
One of the guys.
Okay.
I'm not sure, though. But yeah, so
Nick performed last night, Nick Jonas.
Which was neat.
Yeah.
I actually saw that one. One of the whole hip hop theory too, because Kanye West, he premiered a new video last night called Fade.
Yeah,
I don't think he's really even in the song. I really think like hip hop as an art form is just totally pushing the boundaries as far as they can go right now. They are seeing how they're just exploring the space.
Yeah,
that is what is going on right now. So the VMAs also featured the, I guess you could call it, comeback performance of Britney Spears, which was totally, totally overshadowed by Beyonce.
Man, and I watched her performance this morning. I tried to. It was...
Lip sync.
Totally, totally lip sync.
Well, it was, yeah, she's always done that.
I know, but it's just, you just hope for, I don't know.
Why, if she's always done that back when she was in her prime, why would she not when she was older?
I actually got Kanye, he talked about a few different things. But he had a really interesting speech last night. We'll just play it all right here.
Okay.
I am Kanye West. I mean, like, you know, like, people come to me like, bro, like, what's the point? What's the, you know, like life could be like rich
right.
people.
No, dude.
We're here to have fun.
Like... Am I right?
That was the 22-second edit of his, like, six-minute speech.
Dude,
which made no
minutes!
Sense.
Oh, yeah. At one point, he actually talked about his famous video and then just started mentioning random people.
It was an expression of our now, our fame right now, us on the inside of the TV.
What?
You know, just to put... The audacity to put Anna Wintour right next to Donald Trump.
Huh?
I mean, like, I put Ray J in there, bro. Like, yeah.
That's her. That's his wife's ex.
I see you, Amber.
And then he shouted out to his ex in the crowd.
I don't understand.
Okay. What?
My wife is a G. Not a lot of people wise to let him say that right there. My wife is a G.
Yeah. I think he forgot what he was doing. I really do.
Oh.
Did you see Alicia Keys last night?
No, I did not see her.
She was on last night to present an award, and she actually recited an original poem she wrote because it was the 53rd anniversary to the day of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, and we have that as well, too.
If war is holy and sex is obscene, then we got it twisted in this lucid dream. Baptized in boundaries, schooled in sin, divided by difference, sexuality, and skin. So we can fear each other and hate each other. We can break these walls. We can build these walls between each other, baby, blow by blow.
I don't think she knows.
And brick
what she
by brick, keep yourself locked in. Yourself locked
in.
Oh, maybe we could love somebody. Maybe we could care a little more.
Yay. Oh, she's not done. Did I mention that she was there to present an award and this was off the cuff?
Instead of polishing the bombs of holy war.
Oh.
She changed. She's going to say something else than polishing.
Thank you.
Oh, she's done. Okay. All right. Woo! I had no idea.
Hey, at least she can sing.
Yeah, she can. She can definitely
there
sing.
There was one point where we were watching and
like we're trying to get Johnny to sleep and we've just got it on the background. You know, we haven't had cable our entire marriage, so we were like, let's watch an award show. And then Dawn looks over and she says, I am completely disconnected from this generation.
Dude, for real!
That's exactly how I felt. I was like, this is it. We're over the hill.
We got
the disconnect.
Dude,
I didn't even
preach.
Like, I can't even speak to it because I feel so disconnected.
I think Alicia Keys, she's sitting there doing her poem, and I think the crowd didn't know when to cheer. They weren't. It was like watching one of those like political speeches where they just start clapping every 3 seconds, and they didn't understand exactly what she was saying.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Huge disconnect.
Happening?
Huge disconnect.
So I'm old, guys. I admit it.
Woo!
Everybody correcting me about mumble rap on the live line. Yes, you are right. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Quick break. Coming back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Good morning.
Morning.
It is the Morning Invasion. 7:11 is the time.
High today, 83 degrees. Let's take a look at traffic real quick. We got an accident, I-40 in Unser. Watch out for that. Your morning commute, guys. Looks like that's all to report right now. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
All right. It is Monday, August 29th. 1997. It's a normal day for us.
It's not 1997.
It's also the day that Skynet will be made self-aware. We're in a lot of trouble. Robots are about to take over.
Not true.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I watched this documentary when I was a kid. It was called Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Not a documentary.
Totally real. That's coming up on like the 30th anniversary, I think.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. No, it was Aliens I was thinking of. Aliens is coming up on the 30th anniversary.
Aliens.
Which is still crazy.
Aliens. Yeah, I guess Terminator 97 would be 20 in 2017.
Did it come? No, 97 was the year that in the future that it went like self-aware. Mm-hmm. I don't remember when T2 actually came out.
1,000.
Yeah. So over the weekend, Colin Kaepernick, he took a stand. Or a seat, rather. He took a seat. And it lit up Facebook like no other. 585 Live is our chime in line if you want to text us. You can also call us 338-3700. Wow. I say Colin Kaepernick.
Boom.
And the phone lines immediately.
That's good.
I haven't even had to share the story yet. Should we check and see if this is like...
Let's do it.
Starmy.
What up, dude?
Hey, Shane. Hurricane Shane.
How you guys doing today?
Doing well. Doing well. What's up with you?
You're just running around, man, trying to avoid being killed by these robots. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Terminator 2.
Just everywhere. No, dude. It's a random morning, man. And no Dex, huh?
No Dex.
He's sick.
Dude is hurting.
Seriously.
Yeah. So he needs prayer today because he caught...
Praying for that dude for sure, man.
This is what happens every year when school goes back. Your kids go back to school. They're hanging out with their friends. They're all like sniffles and hugging. And then they bring home all these viruses that can kill grown-ups.
Yep.
It's all a part of their plan.
Oh, dude. Those sweet little angels, man.
Yeah.
Dude, do you remember this weekend I rode past your house on my Harley? And it's beautiful out that way right now.
Yeah.
And... I was coming back in by where you're at and just headed down and off the Sal de Volcan and all that good stuff. And I was thinking about when you and your family put my family on your prayer board.
Mm.
And so all these many months, you know, they had told me I had this great position at work, that I was becoming this district manager of a 3 states. And at the last minute, the new senior vice president gave it to another guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't end up getting that. So I humbled myself straight back to the drawing board, took a job at P&M as an electrician, and just prayed to God and said, if this is what you have for me, even though, you know, it's kind of hard for me, you know, with the expectations that I had and this
right.
and that, I'm going to humble myself, and I'm just going to say thank you that you would provide this for me and my family. I'm so thankful, Lord, and this season that you have me, and I'm just going to accept what's given.
Yeah.
And that's... it's just their choice, but it was a great feeling to be okay with whatever is provided, whatever it is, it's okay. And so literally last Friday, I get a call from this company that had looked at me for a general management position to take over their company for the state of New Mexico. Great company. Mm-hmm. And literally more than a six-figure offer, bro.
Okay, I'll take it. Thank you for recommending it to me.
That's cool, man.
I'll take it, Shane. Thank you.
Not so much about that.
Just thanks for blessing me today.
Hold on, he was getting to the part where I get his signing bonus present. Since we were the ones that prayed for him. Go ahead.
Yeah, so literally, dude, all that to say, man, hey, thank you, and the prayers and everything, it looks like it came to fruition, and it wasn't in my timeline, because I was like, this is going to happen 5 months ago, right?
Yeah.
This is going to happen. It's going to happen right now, because I want it to, and it literally just took me through just such a time of being faithful through that
that's storm, cool,
and it's been pretty interesting, right?
So,
but I came through all that feeling okay, and I just wanted to thank you guys for your prayers, man. You
specifically. Monday mindset.
It's Monday, and if you had to sum all that up into a Monday mindset, what would you say, Shane?
Being faithful to Christ, he teaches us, and he brings us to humility, and he brings us back to who we really want to be and need to be through the strife. Through just those tough times, that's often the catalyst to make significant change in our personalities. I mean, in our character. That being of good character, regardless of what we go through, is what's required. And it's more than reading it; it's more than saying it; it's practicing it. And so, for my money mindset, it's just so thankful to Christ, man,
that's cool.
for helping forge my character.
Mm-hmm.
Through these tough times, and he's blessed me on the other side, man, for not going all these different directions, but just for riding it out.
Awesome.
And faithfully, yeah.
That was a lot longer than I was going to say. Stop. I was just going to be like, God's timing, am I right?
I had nothing.
That's all I was going to say. It's like five words. That was good,
yeah,
man.
Hear it.
No, God's timing, am I right?
Well, I was going to say, mine. You should be faithful to him because he's faithful to you.
Oh.
Dude, both of those are better than
no, mine.
Mine was a little emotional.
Yeah, you had the passion behind it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Really excited, man. Glad everything
worked
out. I
love you guys, man. And thanks, seriously, dude, for your prayers, man. And I just wanted to share it with you because it's you're always in my corner, bro. And I appreciate you.
Appreciate you,
buddy.
Love you,
dude, man.
Love you, too, man.
Have a great week. Later.
How are you going to play Sarah McLachlan over Shane? He was telling us a for real... Shane, I apologize. Give me the signing bonus.
I made that Monday mindset strong.
No, you didn't.
Starmy, good morning.
That was horrifying.
Thank you.
God, that was horrifying.
I love you, Wooly.
Hey, I love you guys. So much love from Denver. Hey, fellas.
Yep.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Happy Monday,
buddy. You got
a new day.
You got a Monday mindset?
Hey,
new day?
I miss y'all.
New day?
I do have a Monday mindset. Can I just tell y'all?
Please.
One, here's my Monday. I woke up this morning so excited.
Yeah.
I literally woke up at 4 a.m. this morning.
Dude,
and,
that's when we got to work.
I have my Monday mindset.
That's awesome. Let's hear it.
I just had to breathe for a second. Hold
okay,
on.
Wait. I'm going to unload it, but I got to give you like a theme song behind it. This is going to be epic, okay? And go.
Oh, shoot. All right, I'm down. Let's do it. Tell me when, because I can't hear. I'm listening to you.
Go 7, like 3 seconds ago.
Go.
Oh, okay.
Wooly, wait.
You just got into it.
I know, but it was like it had already started, and I was like, no, he's got to.
Wooly, okay. I apologize. Steve-O has way too many expectations.
No, this is going to be good.
No, it's
if
okay.
This isn't
I
the
have
best
your
thing
your
I ever heard. If I don't like, rededicate my life to Jesus, I'm going to be upset.
What?
You know, I want to go back to the altar again, 17th time. It's going to happen.
Wow.
Okay. Wooly.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All of a sudden, I'm in high school because that's what I did like every Sunday.
Go ahead, Wooly. Okay. Don't listen to Steve-O.
Every Sunday.
Okay, ready to go.
All right, here I go. Deep breath. Go. So, a year and a half ago, as a massive, like, almost 400 pound dude, I left Albuquerque and I came up here on this crazy, crazy whim because I felt like God was telling me that I needed to go try to be a chaplain. And in order to do that, I needed to go to Denver Seminary, where they have an incredible chaplaincy program. That was the head of the department was an Air Force chaplain for 22 years, and so yeah, that's the place to go. And you fellas, y'all are folks who God has placed in Albuquerque to just speak life into the city, which y'all have consistently done, but also to be, I believe, role models for the young people of Albuquerque and everybody who listens from afar, because y'all are just got Albuquerque listeners. You know, y'all are good fathers. Mm-hmm. Y'all are good spouses. Mm-hmm. Y'all try to be good men. And so here's the thing for me, when I'm up here and maybe I get a little lonely or whatever, one thing that I know I can rely on is Jesus, right?
Yes.
Like, y'all are great and all, but like Jesus. And then, we all just trying to walk it out. Maybe that's
walking funny. Walking it out.
But one other thing that I have that I know is one thing y'all are like, wow, you're walking in faith. Before I left, I came and saw you, bring y'all some burritos, whatever. And y'all are like, man, you're walking in faith. I'm trying. I'm not doing too good a job, but I'm trying. And I'll turn on my phone, because I'll have you on the radio, but I got the app. I can listen to my buddies in the morning time, you two, and Dex and the crew. And here's the thing, y'all remind me of the journey. And I think it's okay, because sometimes we get really excited about expectation. Like, here's the reason why this is my Monday mindset today, because today is the first day of
the rest of your life.
Semester here, and I will have been up here for a year and a half.
Dang,
now,
man.
And,
that's crazy.
And it's crazy. It's crazy. And this is the first day of the new semester. And I thought about how excited I am for today, because I finally feel like I'm in a position of, like, it took me a year and a half to not sit back no more, and to, like, finally be like, you know what? I don't want to be scared about being here. I don't want to have any apprehensions. I want to lean in. I want to say, God loves me. He's the only one who's gonna get me through this. Yep. He's the one who called me here. He's the one who's gonna take me through it.
Mm. So perfect. You mean to tell me
off here. I'm tired.
That if you're that he's faithful, so you're faithful.
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm gonna try to be faithful. You know what? I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm scared. And
see,
I'm giving it my best shot.
Good.
I would have just said God's timing. Am I right? Am I right?
You know what? Let's lean in, man. Let's lean in.
I like it.
To this, not just this semester, but today. But here's the thing: why I said the Monday mindset, and why I give y'all so many kudos. Because in times of, like, okay, what's up? What's going on, man? I really miss home. Y'all have been a constant voice of pray about things. There's been a lot of craziness in the last year, man.
People getting all crazy
all over the nation, all over the world. We got Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton as our presidential candidates. We got people dying. We got all these things, and y'all are speaking words of truth, speaking words of life, and you're being your silly selves. You're being excellent role models for me. You're reminding me of where I come from, man. You remind me of Albuquerque. And so I say my Monday mindset today is both taking a posture of leaning in, being excited about the future, being excited about the present and today, but then also taking a breath and remembering, like, my story and where I come from and where we all kind of come from. And y'all help me do that on the daily. Just like y'all talk about Albuquerque, you talk about New Mexico, and
truth.
And there are some very unique core values to this area of family and history and community and culture, and we're going to stick things out together, and y'all remind us of that. And
so
and I think taking a step, there's fulfillment in that, you know, fulfillment in that.
Thank you, Willie.
My Monday mindset.
This is your senior year of Dallas Theological Seminary by way of Denver, Colorado. In summary, give me that entire thing in 7 words.
7 words. That's one. You got 6 left. That laugh counts as 4.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I think
you used them all.
Right, that's it.
That's all right.
Thank you, buddy.
Much love, Willie.
We love you. Thanks for calling.
Love that, dude. Love you so much.
Bye, buddy.
Gosh, I love that laugh.
Here's why I'm thankful, because I understand that both Shane and Willie were a little long-winded, but I totally finished all of my breakfast while they were talking.
Yeah, must be nice.
It's wonderful.
Over here. Kanye, anything you'd like to add?
I am Kanye West.
Uh-huh. Happy to have you here.
I mean, like, you know, like, people come to me like, bro,
Yeah.
What's the point? What's the, you know, like,
right.
like life could be like,
no.
like
a box of chocolates like, or like
rich,
oh, rich.
People.
Okay.
We're here to have fun.
Yeah.
Huh?
Thank you, Kanye.
Okay. That was his Monday.
So Monday. Much wisdom.
I don't
just
even know.
Tons of it.
Starmy, what's up?
Yo, brethren, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good.
How you doing?
Now, listen, do we need to allot 6 minutes or 7 minutes for you? I'm just trying to plan the hour out music-wise, so let me know.
I think a little reverse of that. I got a Monday mindset for you.
Okay, yeah. Wait. I gotta get the theme song. So, okay, all right, go ahead.
Ready?
Yep.
God's timing.
Booyah! You forgot the Booyah. Am I Right. Forgot the am I right?
He doesn't need that. That's you.
No, that's what you need.
That's you, Steve-O. Oh.
Yep.
I'm just the God's timing guy.
There you go. Thank you for calling.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Later.
All right. You've heard of 6 minute abs.
Okay.
So 5 minute abs.
We were going to talk about Colin Kaepernick.
We were, but the phone lines are jammed.
And we've got to go to break. So we'll talk about Colin Kaepernick when we come back.
Gosh, but okay. Last one.
No.
Starmy.
No, Dex did this the other day.
Starmy.
Yo.
Okay.
Thankful. Yes. Immediately thankful.
Oh,
what's up, praise boy?
Here it is, dude. Morning mindset. God's okay. timing. Love you guys. Later. Well,
I didn't even get to.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
God's timing. Am I right?
Yes, we'll
you
come back.
You guys forget the am I right part. I mean, hey,
no.
We're going to do a Monday
mindset. You got to be right about it.
Am I right? God's timing.
Possibly.
Apparently I am right, because like 3 people have said that.
You're the only one that break. Said I'm... never mind.
Coming back. Colin Kaepernick. Am I right?
Storm 98.
Big break. Stay with us. It's the Morning Invasion.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for The Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
CBS broadcaster Charles Osgood, host of Sunday Morning, is saying goodbye.
Some of you may have heard rumors lately that I won't be hosting these Sunday Morning broadcasts very much longer. Well, I'm here to tell you that the rumors are true.
The MTV Video Music Awards.
The 30th Burning Man Festival.
Colin Kaepernick causing a firestorm for refusing to stand up.
During the playing of the national anthem.
Don't Breathe is the top box office attraction.
2 men arrested in connection with the shooting death of the cousin of NBA player Dwayne Wade in Chicago.
NASA says its Juno spacecraft successfully carried out its first flyby of Jupiter.
Weather experts are concerned a couple storm systems over the Atlantic could impact Florida and parts of the East Coast.
The conditions have not been favorable for development across the Bahamas, but as it gets into the Florida Straits, that's when we think we have the potential for development, and all interests along the Gulf of Mexico need to be prepared.
Operator error.
Yeah.
I don't usually do this.
I know. What's up, guys?
It's Morning Invasion.
Yep, Dex is out sick, so it's just me and Steve-O, but we're still having fun.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party!
Yeah, we can't say that anymore.
Steve-O and Teo in the AM!
That was really bad.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's TMI. Sans data.
Yeah, poor guy.
He'll be
He's
back
sick.
Tomorrow.
We hope.
Right, Dexter? You'll be back tomorrow. I know you're
you
listening
know
while you're puking.
Let's text him.
You'll be back tomorrow. At least you better be. I don't know. It is 7:41, by the way.
The high today is supposed to be 83 degrees.
Yeah?
Let's take a quick look at traffic here. Traffic! Lots of road construction all over the city, but there's a bit of congestion on 25 southbound off of Paseo. Watch out for that. Also, over in Rio Rancho area, almost. It looks like where Alameda and Coors meet or whatever. I guess it's – is it? What's the highway called? When it, what is
528?
It? 528. Yeah, a little congestion over there too.
Oh, okay.
And a little bit of congestion on 40 eastbound between Coors and the Big Eye. That's your look at traffic.
It looks like we got a traffic report. Let's see, going out. Why can't I find you? Why can't I find there? Are we good? Okay, you ready? There
yes.
you go.
I am All right. Kanye West.
Hey, Kanye, how's it looking out there?
It's looking good?
Tell us.
I mean, like, tell us what the...
You know, like, people come to me like, bro, like,
but what
what's
are
the point?
What are the roads,
you know, like?
Like,
life could be like...
Yeah.
Like...
Mm-hmm. Just the roads.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Rich people.
What?
We're here to have fun.
Okay. Kanye West, everybody.
Yeah, he's Kanye. He's got a lot of important things to say.
Kanye West. You know, we were trying to do this Colin Kaepernick thing, but the phone lines are just a storm on Monday. I think because of Monday mindset.
Yep.
I'm just going to, I don't even know.
It's okay.
Phone call roulette.
Let's do it.
All right. Starmy, what's up?
I'm totally anonymous, first-time caller here, okay. Calling for the Monday mindset.
Uh-huh. What's up, Becca?
This isn't Becca.
Oh.
So
you sound just like Becca.
One of your Starmy members. You seem pretty bummed out that there was a two-party election right now.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to restore a little hope into your Monday to remind you that there's actually four candidates running.
Four.
And I think that we should all independently and collectively weigh each individual. So... Happy Monday mindset to everybody. Get out there and do your research.
We know it's you, Becca. We saw your Governor Johnson thing that you posted. So
nope, not Becca. So just a reminder. Becca. Happy Monday, guys.
Cool. Happy Monday, Becca.
Thanks, Becca.
Uh-huh.
Go back to bed.
Bye.
All right, bye.
I will. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's Becca, everyone. Why didn't we have her on the show? Because Dex is gone.
You know what? That would have been a good idea.
It would have been a really good idea.
How would she translate to radio, though? Because she just sounded awful.
Yeah, that's true. And she's got kids. She'd have to get like a babysitter.
No.
Dex kind of sprung this on us last night.
He did. He's sick, guys. Give him a break.
He doesn't feel
Steve-o.
Well. Yeah. Speaking of giving people breaks, we've been trying to talk about this.
So we're going
to
do it.
And yeah. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick did not stand during the national anthem before his preseason game on Friday night.
Dum, 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 dum.
And sadly, that's the most press that dude's gotten in like 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I had him.
Terrible.
I had him as a backup last year on Fantasy. And
I'm sorry.
Because he was good a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I remember everybody talking about Colin Kaepernick. He's so good at football.
He may not even make the team. They're saying right now,
really?
Fourth string.
Uh-oh.
Like, highest paid fourth string quarterback in the history of ever.
Wow.
Well, he says it's about police brutality, says it's about racism. He didn't want to show pride for a country that, quote, oppresses black people and people of color. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we can't mention his $126 million contract because he says, I'm not talking about myself.
Right.
He says he's making a statement for people who don't have his platform. Mm-hmm. Quote, to me, this is bigger than football. It would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder, end
wow.
quote. The NFL said players aren't required to stand during the national anthem. He said he doesn't plan to stand in the future until things change. And he feels like, quote, the country is representing people the way it's supposed to. That's when he'll stand again. Since then, he got major blowback over this.
I can't imagine why.
Not a lot of people agreed with him. He did go on record. They did talk to him. Sunday Night Football, I got a little clip of him talking.
I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. There's a lot of things that need to change. One specifically is police brutality. This stand wasn't for me. This stand wasn't because I feel like I'm being put down in any kind of way. This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice.
Mm. Now, as I mentioned, a lot of blowback over this. One guy even made a video that went viral where he took off his hat, stood for the national anthem, while saluting a burning Colin Kaepernick jersey, which was kind of interesting and terrifying. He's a Niners fan. He was wearing another Niners jersey and saluting this burning Colin Kaepernick jersey. NFL players, a lot of them were actually pretty upset with him. Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz said, you've got to respect the flag. You have to stand up with your team and understand that this game and what's on around the country is bigger than just you.
Yeah.
Now, Colin's former teammate Alex Boone said, we're out here playing a game, making millions of dollars while people are losing their life, and you don't have the common courtesy to stand up.
Wow.
That just drove me nuts, end quote. Of course, he says, Colin said he didn't mean any disrespect to the military, the people dying for the country. He's standing up for black people who are being killed without consequences. He also said, I don't see it as being a distraction. It's something that can unify this country. If we can have these conversations, there's a better understanding of where both sides are coming from and make sure that everyone is treated equally and has the same freedom, end quote. What's crazy is, obviously, he's trying to take a stand by sitting down, but not everybody's even agreeing on the motives, including himself. He's kind of contradicted himself a couple times already in having that conversation. Man, an Army Ranger veteran wrote an incredible statement on why he strongly disagreed with him sitting down. He gave a long interview, but I grabbed a couple quotes from his statement that said his NBA counterparts protested the same ideas in a way that neither hurt the country nor ignored the ideals that people of color have fought and died, which ideals represented by the symbolism of the American flag and words of the national anthem. Now, doing what Dwayne Wade and company did at a game opener to support Black Lives Matter, making a public verbal statement as Carmelo Anthony did, or even a written statement that Michael Jordan did, are more appropriate acts of protest because it actually got the point across. He said proper action is actually exactly that, action, not the inaction of not standing, because he couldn't think of a better way to protest, end quote. I know the live line was blowing up. Phone lines are blowing up. People have thoughts, ideas, words to say. I read something over the weekend that was very interesting on ESPN, talking about the fact that Colin Kaepernick was sitting down, would not take part in the national anthem. And one of the things that stood out most to me was the fact that Colin Kaepernick is a quarterback in the NFL. And in our nation's history, that wasn't always allowed to be the case. Major League Baseball started out, they wouldn't allow black players in the league. And one of the bigger things that I noticed from this statement over the weekend from ESPN was the simple fact that they didn't have African Americans in Major League Baseball, so they had to start the Negro Leagues, and they all still stood for the national anthem. So it was interesting. I don't know. Phone lines are blowing up. Starmie, what's up?
And there's no bigger oppression than not being able to play with the whites. You had to be in your own black league, and yet they stood.
Yeah.
Because it's so much bigger. Here's what I have to say, and it's more, it's on a larger global platform than just, you know, this jerk making a stand. And it's just right, obviously, you know, First Amendment and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he's also receiving a fair amount of blowback, which if you make a stand like that, draw that type of line in the sand, you better expect it.
Yeah.
Especially with, you know, everybody watching with social media. But he's specifically mentioning police brutality, so let's talk about that for just a quick second. Anybody, whether they're black, white, Puerto Rican, blue, yellow, or green, anybody who's, you know, breaking the law, they're running the risk of having to one day pay the price. And, you know, the cops, when we talk about police brutality, these police officers are not breaking into, you know, houses and just randomly shooting people. They're dealing with criminals. And most of these criminals have rap sheets as long as my leg. So we're not talking about random, you know, great, God-fearing, country-loving, good, tax-paying people are being brutalized. They're doing the same thing to other people in the way of crimes. They're raping, they're thieving, they're knocking old ladies down for their purses. And then, when they don't comply with direct orders given by officers of the law, their families cry out because they were shot.
Wow.
I'm surprised it took that long. I'm out.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay. Our boy Joe.
Woo!
From
338-3700, the phone number.
From Bear Canyon.
He
sent me a picture. And it's a comparison between Glenn Coffey and Colin Kaepernick. Glenn Coffey was born in 1987, as was Colin Kaepernick. Glenn Coffey played for the San Francisco 49ers, as does Colin Kaepernick. Drafted in the third round of the NFL draft, that was Glenn Coffey, so was Colin Kaepernick. And then the difference, Glenn Coffey gave up millions of dollars and an NFL career to serve his country in the military, which I believe is where he currently is. Colin Kaepernick refused to stand for the national anthem because the American flag oppresses black people, and he makes $19 million a year.
Man.
Oh, and Glenn Coffey is also African American.
All right. Phone lines are open. We want to know your thoughts. Starmie, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I was calling in for my Monday mindset, and it kind of plays off of the whole Colin Kaepernick situation.
Yeah.
With that, it's like, who cares? Like, a guy wants to sit down and he wants to protest something that he doesn't fully understand. Like, that's fine. You know, my Monday mindset is like, we're focusing on these little petty things, but we're missing the small things. You know, so this weekend, my sister got abused pretty badly in her relationship physically.
Whoa.
I mean, it kind of snapped me back to reality that I'm focusing on all these stupid things, but I'm not focusing on the things that matter, like my family and the fact that abuse is going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're too worried about Colin Kaepernick not standing for the national anthem. So.
Well, I think that's the funny thing is, going back to the crux of it, that's what Colin Kaepernick is saying, is that he's sitting because of that very thing, that the people aren't paying attention to things happening in our neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And so that's why he chose to take the stand or the sit, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, to him, this isn't a petty thing. This is a very big thing. I think it's just the way that we do take a stand sometimes. Or sometimes we're so overcome with emotion that we don't actually think about the proper way to do something. Mm-hmm. And in turn, he's gotten a lot of blowback for it. So, dude, thanks for the call.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
The live line is blowing up.
Oh, bet, man. 338-3700, the phone number. 338-3700 if you want to call in. Of course, you can chime in on the live line. 585-LIVE. What are people saying?
I find Kaepernick a disgrace. He isn't promoting anything but more hate and race baiting with his stance. As an American soldier, I've seen disabled veterans go out of their way to stand up and pay respects to their flag and country. How can he also say black people are suppressed by white people? His parents are white.
Yeah, he's adopted. His parents white.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of things in the story last night that I was watching for Sunday Night Football, because people are not being too kind to Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
So, is there anyone on the live line who's like, hey, I agree with him?
I don't think
anybody?
So.
Uh-uh. I was hoping.
This person says he probably just forgot to stand and is trying to lie his way out.
Okay. That would be terrible. It's like Ryan Lochte, the situation. Well, I was going to stand, but out of nowhere, the Brazilian authorities came.
This person says, Steve-O, I love your hair. How does it feel to be free?
Oh, man. Yeah.
This person says, so Dex landed a second interview for that Portland radio job.
Yeah.
And I said, shh. Shh. Quiet.
One more call, then we got to take a break. Starmie, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just have one question. I mean, he's standing up for, you know, for oppressed people and people of color. And where is everybody when, you know, an NBA star's cousin gets murdered in a store pushing her baby? I mean, it's just disturbing that, you know, BLM, you know, raises, you know, protests, and you have your right to protest, but protest for all of the violence, not just violence for, you know, from right. cops to people in those areas.
Right. Yeah. Good point, man.
I mean, you don't hear anything from the BLM when incidents like that happen in a city that's just been torn apart by crime. It's just sad. It's very sad.
Yeah. Man, thank you so much.
Thanks
for the
call.
Yeah, bye.
We got a live line that says, I agree with Colin. That's okay. All it says. And then, I hope poor Colin has invested his millions well. I think he might be done earning them. Who knows?
Yeah. If you don't know what the last caller was talking about, sadly, over the weekend, police charged two brothers who have deep ties to a gang with the shooting death of the cousin of Chicago Bulls star Dwayne Wade. She's 32, mother of four. She was pushing a baby stroller Friday afternoon on Chicago's South Side when she was shot.
Awful.
She wasn't the intended target of the shooting, and the child was not struck by the gunfire. But two men were charged with murder, both on parole, affiliated with the Gangster Disciples gang. They appeared in court on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, it is interesting. The battles that we choose and the way we choose to fight them, I think that plays into our Monday mindset as well as we discuss it more. We do got to take a break. Got to take a quick break. But coming back, obviously. More of this. We're also going to talk little bit about a Starmie member who needs our help. We got an email over the weekend. Starmie member absolutely needs us. She went on a blind date, and yeah, those are always fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? We also want to know fictional characters you were scared of as a child. I can't believe this. The number one fictional character that scared adults as a child may surprise you. And it also may surprise you what psychologists have to say about sharing terrifying stories with your children.
All right.
We'll talk about that coming back as well. Stay with us. It's Morning Invasion.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
That voiceover guy is a liar.
What?
He said, here's Dex.
Dex is out sick today, guys.
Pray for him.
Say a little prayer for him.
He got a case of the Zika.
No, he did not.
Yeah. I heard that he ate at Tucano's, which is Brazilian food, and it gave him Zika. That's what I heard. I guess I shouldn't say stuff like that, because people will take it seriously.
Yeah.
Nah, nobody takes me seriously. Am I right?
I take our jokes seriously. Guys.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a high today at 83 degrees.
Oh,
so keep
beautiful.
It in the low 80s. That's what I'm saying.
How's the road?
We need to take a look.
Okay.
There's a lot going on. Traffic! We've got an accident. The shoulder is blocked. I-25 north at the Big Eye. Also, an accident. The right lane is blocked. I-40 west at Carlisle. Not to mention a lot of stop-and-go traffic. Let's see. It's going to be from Paseo del Norte to I-25 south. So if you're hopping on 25 south or you're coming down 25 south right around the Paseo interchange there, it's a mess. Also, 40 eastbound. Once you get off of Coors, stacked up. You're down to about 10 miles an hour. If you are eastbound, you guys watch out for those accidents. Have a great commute this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
It is Monday, August 29th. I can't believe it's already almost September. Crazy, crazy weekend.
Can't believe it.
Dude, last night was a lot of fun. We'll be talking more about it in the coming weeks/months. But
Yeesh.
Had our first Hacienda Ball meeting last year. Teo and I got to MC the Casa Ball.
We did.
Then known as. Now it's the Hacienda Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really looking forward to it. Raised $75,000 last year for ABQ Heading Home, an organization that's goal is to keep homelessness limited, short-lived, if you will,
yeah,
by providing housing.
So, long-term, permanent
yes,
housing.
Yes, permanent housing. So really excited. No halfway houses, nothing like that. This is permanent housing. So really excited for that. We'll talk more about it. Our boy Steven Christian going to be part of that as well.
Woo.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. What else happened over the weekend? I feel like there's a lot of stuff that happened.
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got some box office news if you want to talk about it.
Do we want to just jump into news real quick?
Sure, we can do that.
All right. I mean, if you want to. I love when Dex isn't here because it usually ends up half of our podcast is us going, I mean, what do you want to do? I mean, I don't care. I mean, sure, whatever.
No, it doesn't. We're so much more professional than that.
Oh, so much more professional.
Our boss that is listening.
Yeah.
So this weekend, Suicide Squad was dethroned.
No!
From the top. The reigning king and, well, kings and queens of the box office were dethroned by a scary movie. It's called Don't Breathe, and it was a low-budget horror movie and a surprise winner at the box office this weekend. Less than $10 million for a budget, which for a movie is pretty low budget. It made $26.1 million and opened at number one. Suicide Squad fell to number two with $12.1 million. The Barack and Michelle Obama movie Southside with You opened in 13th place with just over $3
million. 13?
It only ran in 813 okay. theaters, though.
Okay.
And the boxing movie Hands of Stone was at number 16 with $1.7 million, roughly the same theater count. Let's see. Your movie Sausage Party came in number four. Kubo and the Two Strings, the much lauded animated film.
I wanted to see
number
that.
Number three. And the other new entry for the weekend, Mechanic Resurrection with Jason Statham,
yep,
I guess.
Yeah.
It came in at number five.
Dude, I actually really wanted to see Don't Breathe simply because... Because
you hate breathing.
Yeah, I
this guy's
don't.
Always trying to hold his breath.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Stephen Lang, He plays the lead. He was in Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like Cable.
He was the bad guy
My
in
favorite,
Avatar.
My favorite mutant from childhood.
His
favorite
mutant.
Superhero.
It's a spider mutant.
I don't like saying superhero because he's not really a superhero.
No.
I don't want to get too nerdy, so I'll
He's
stop.
A time-traveling wanderer.
He was pining for the part of Cable in Deadpool 2. He probably looks not like Cable. Yeah, probably not happening. But it looked terrifying. A long time ago when he started pining for it, this article I read said, no, look, he's got the acting chops. And it had a trailer for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked, I don't know, absolutely horrifying. And I thought, I have to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He Now, I'll give him this. 10, yeah. 15 years ago, it would have been great.
Yeah.
Him as Cable. But now I do feel like he's a little old.
Well,
for the
especially
role.
If they're going to do like a franchise. Look yeah. at Hugh Jackman. He was there for so long
so many
as
movies.
Wolverine. Did you
so
see who's
movies.
Pining for Wolverine already?
No.
Gosh, I wish I could
it
remember
It should be
the
Tom
name.
Hardy.
It's, I quit. I quit.
What? That guy from...
That guy from...
That Thing You Do?
Yes.
He wants to be Wolverine?
He wants to be Wolverine. And they showed a picture of him, because he was on Legends of Tomorrow as Jonah Hex. But he kind of looked like him.
He buffed up. He got all buffed up. Yeah. Oh, look at this. See, Hugh Jackman backs me up, wants to see Tom Hardy as the next Wolverine.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about, guys.
Yeah.
Ah, man. Anyway, whatever. Whatever. Let's see. Other news. This is a funny story.
Oh, see, I was playing the...
Yeah, we should go into your thing. We should go into... No, we should, because it makes more sense. We're talking movies here.
Yeah, terrifying things.
And when we were kids, and that's kind of why we're playing the Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Because that was the era of when we were children.
Yeah.
Sort of. Me a little bit younger than Steve-O and Dex. But scary movies, they were pretty scary.
Yeah.
But there were also other movies, because it seems like in the 80s, like kids' films, the antagonists in the movies would be horrifying.
Right.
Compared to the antagonists in kids' movies nowadays.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I remember watching, like, literally, I always joke about this, but Care Bears... The animated movie, the bad guy, was terrifying.
Yeah.
It was a book that had a face in it that possessed this little kid and turned him into a witch.
That's because knowledge is evil, and we stay away. Nope.
That's
nope,
pretty
that's
much what it meant.
Right.
It really was terrifying. Look, I'm going to find a clip from it. You wait.
I found a study that shows that one-third of parents avoid reading scary stories to their kids...
Mm.
And that's not necessarily a good thing.
Mm.
Psychologists say that scary stories can be good for children because it helps give them a sense of control over fear. Mm. You know, usually with the kids' stories, they have a happy ending and the good guys win out. So, along with this study, they surveyed parents. Ugh, and asked, who was the scariest fictional character to you when you were a child? Number one is surprising to me, honestly. Maybe they were like polling people that were much older than us, but I don't know. You had a good one earlier that you said.
All right, so check this out because I just got a message from our boy.
Yeah.
And he says we have four packs of Cliffs tickets to give away. They're open weekends. They're closing soon. The summer is ending. So if we can get what? The best answer to
okay.
this question, you'll win a four pack.
Wow.
Of four tickets to Cliffs.
So that you don't have to be terrified?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
like
how we should
this.
Do it. The best answer. What do you think? Okay. Maybe we can do some runners up.
So maybe the next few?
Yeah.
Or if you can guess. Number one, how about the first one we'll give to whoever can guess number one? Because I was pretty surprised.
Were you shocked? Were you shocked?
I was a little. Starmy.
Hey, so wasn't the guy from That Thing You Do, was he Cyclops?
No, that's no. James Marsden, totally different actor. He was Jonah Hex in the Legends of Tomorrow series, but...
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you guys have a good one.
You too. That wasn't
Man,
listening.
I am in here. I'm looking up Care Bears, the movie, and it is astoundingly scary.
So,
like, even still.
What fictional character scared you as a kid? I think it's interesting. Now... Obviously, Johnny's a little young, so you probably haven't started reading scary stories to him yet.
Oh, yeah. He reads them to me. And I get terrified. That kid can narrate a story.
Dude, you know what terrified me as a kid? Christopher Lloyd in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Ooh. Do you remember when his like eyes bugged out?
He yes. Like, oh. It's funny you say that because he was pictured over here.
Really? Oh, that's hilarious. Starmie.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
You think it's the clown from It.
That's
pretty scary.
That was Teo's number one.
That's what I said.
That's what he said.
I was like, I bet that's the one.
That is actually number one.
That's not number
one.
That's
not number one. Which, if you put Tim Curry's Pennywise the Clown up against this character, Pennywise is far more terrifying. So we're still going to give you some Cliffs tickets because that was our guess off air. So hang on the line.
On the line. Don't hang up.
All right. We got family four packs to Cliffs that we are giving away. Question is, what fictional character scared you most as a kid? A new study showed that a third of parents avoid scary stories for their kids. However, psychologists are now saying that they need these scary stories because it gives them a sense of control over fear. Now, when asked of these parents who the scariest fictional character was to them as a kid, the number one answer was really weird, but it was overwhelming number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So weird to me. Starmie, hello.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Is that movie Legend with Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That guy.
The devil guy character.
For changed it.
You know what's hilarious is the devil in Legend is played by Tim Curry, who played Pennywise the Clown in It.
What does that guy do?
Pretty much the scariest human from our childhood.
Oh, yeah, and you know what it is? It's that accent. He talks so nice and funky, and it just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
You know what? Hang on the line. We have a four, right? We have four to give away. All right, we're gonna give you some Cliffs tickets. All right,
don't hang up.
That's a really good one.
We got a couple answers on the live line too.
Okay, but what are they saying on the live?
Well, let's go for this call. I want to see if line three works.
Charmy, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going.
Yeah, good. Have you guys found your number one answer yet?
We have not found the number one answer.
I was thinking, what's that guy from? Is it Doctor Who? What's his name?
I don't know.
Davros? Is that it?
Davros.
Is that number one?
No, it's not even on the list.
No?
No.
Oh, man. Well, all right.
Did you watch Doctor Who when you were a kid?
Doctor Who?
Well, no, but I figured, you know.
All right.
Kind of is a freaky dude.
Kind of a freaky dude.
That's true.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Starmie.
Starmie, so is it Jason?
Jason. See, these are terrifying.
Right, these are who you would think.
I think we need to clarify because maybe when parents were children, they didn't watch horror movies or something because this was the number one fictional character that scared someone as a child. Maybe they weren't watching Friday the 13th movies yet as a child. I'm just thinking. It's a good one, though.
All right, have a good one.
All right.
I got it.
You got it?
Murphy Brown.
Okay.
It was Murphy Brown.
It's not Murphy Brown.
But I'll tell you why Murphy Brown scared me, because that meant I was about to have to go to bed, and I was going to be alone in my room with all of the ghosts that lived in there. So many. We got some answers on the live line real quick. Not a fictional character, but the beginning of Unsolved Mysteries, Robert Stack's voice.
Yes.
This live line said it would send my brother and I running out of the room. Dawn texted in and said, the evil queen from Snow White.
Ooh, you know what? She is on the right track.
That's pretty good. The Swiss from Cool Runnings.
Oh, okay.
Not fictional, but they creeped me out. Starmie is incredible. What about Becca said, The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
And then that made me think of this. Did anybody ever see Return to Oz?
I never saw Return to Oz.
It was terrifying. The Wheelers were running around all crazy and rolling around, I should say. And then the queen in that movie would pop her head off and change heads to reflect her mood. And that's why she wanted Dorothy, is because she wanted to harvest Dorothy's head. This is what I watched when I was a kid.
Well, I hate that she's so right. The number one most terrifying fictional character.
Are we really going to give Becca a prize?
Number one was the Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Becca, you won. How did that happen?
She doesn't get anything.
Okay.
She doesn't get anything. She Googled it. She's a cheater.
She Googled it.
I don't like her. Let's go to the phone lines are jammed.
Okay.
So let's see if anybody else has any good ones. Starmie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I was going to say the Wicked Witch of the West.
Were you really?
Is this Adam?
Yeah, this is Adam. Okay. Yeah. So me and my wife, we have that, like, what's that movie called?
ESP.
I don't know what I'm going to say now.
Come on, you're full of words.
No, the Wicked Witch of the West scared me when I was a kid. I remember watching it. I had nightmares about that. Like,
that was the number one answer from parents. The Wicked Witch of the West was...
I'll get you, my pretty.
Maybe it's because when we were kids, we couldn't watch like horror movies, and that was as scary as it got.
Yeah, no, she's scary, man. I mean, I don't think I've watched it as an adult, but I might be scared.
Adam, did you ever see Return to Oz?
No, you know, I'm not. No, I haven't seen... My movie has been really slim.
You read The New Yorker all the time. Yeah, you don't have time for movies. You're reading.
Yeah, that's what I always wonder, how you guys have so much time to have all this other stuff that you do, but maybe I just have time and I use it.
Nah, you just play it in the background.
Yeah, you're like busy reading and making friends with neighbors and hanging out with your wife and kids, and we're like, dude, Netflix, am I right?
And you guys went up in a plane. You went up in a plane this weekend. Terrifying. We saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys see my life, huh? I don't even know that. How do you guys know all this stuff?
We see the highlights. Also, drones.
Becca posts everything.
No, we have drones following you guys. It's pretty cool. We do it to all our friends.
I forget that my life's on the internet.
All over the internet.
All over.
It's like, man. I know about your old neighbor that's really sweet.
Yeah, oddly enough, there was an article in The New Yorker about your life the other day. I don't know how you missed it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Go. Well, yeah. So I was going to say, we could to the West as well.
All right. Well, there you go. We're gonna hook you up, Adam. You guys are gonna get a family 4-pack to Cliffs. So there you go.
Yeah.
Do you want me to hold on the line?
Yes. You know what? We got your information.
Yeah.
We
got you.
You just hang up. We got you.
All right. Later.
All right. Later.
All right.
We got one more Starmie member.
Let's hear it.
All right, Starmie.
I was looking for Mumra.
Mumra.
Yeah, from Thundercats.
I actually have a line.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, so good. That's a good one. That's a really. You know what? Hang on the line. Just hang on the line.
All right.
I think that's all four.
Yeah, that's five.
That's four.
We just gave away five.
No, we got line one, line two, line five, and Adam. That's four. That one we haven't answered yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm a little disappointed in?
We'll say it.
No one said the wolf from Neverending Story.
That was scary.
You remember when the nothing is coming and that crazy, freaky wolf thing was like hanging out and it was huge and it lunged out of the hole and you're like... Man, this is scary when I'm six.
I'm scary all the time.
Do not watch that movie as an adult. It is so disappointing.
Liveline says the shark from Jaws, the ghost in front of the door that screamed at the mom, and Poltergeist.
My gosh.
Let's see, what else? King Kong.
Yep.
Captain Hook from Hook with Robin Williams. Steve-O, check your Facebook. Apparently Ben Affleck recently released a video of Deathstroke on the Justice League set.
What?
Every character in My Little Toaster was terrifying.
Yep.
Wait, the Brave Little Toaster?
My Little Toaster.
What is that? I was going to say, how could you call that sweet Blanket terrifying?
Oh, Blanky.
Blanky.
Oh,
that sweet little character. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to cry right now. I'm crying. Crying right now. Crying my eyes out. And perhaps the scariest answer we've received all morning, Mary Poppins.
Oh. Can I confess something?
Spoonful of sugar, it helps the terror go down. All the way down.
I've never seen that movie.
Idiot. Idiot.
I've seen...
Go to break. Stop talking. I mean, we got to give some stuff away.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Okay.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
CBS broadcaster Charles Osgood, host of Sunday Morning, is saying goodbye.
Some of you may have heard rumors lately that I won't be hosting these Sunday Morning broadcasts very much longer. Well, I'm here to tell you that the rumors are true.
The MTV Video Music Awards.
The 30th Burning Man Festival.
Colin Kaepernick causing a firestorm for refusing to stand up.
During the playing of the national anthem.
Don't Breathe is the top box office attraction.
Two men arrested in connection with the shooting death of the cousin of NBA player Dwayne Wade in Chicago.
NASA says its Juno spacecraft successfully carried out its first flyby of Jupiter.
Weather experts are concerned a couple storm systems over the Atlantic
tonight could impact Florida and parts of the East Coast.
The conditions have not been favorable for development across the Bahamas, but as it gets into the Florida Straits, that's when we think we have the potential for development. And all interests along the Gulf of Mexico need to be prepared.
Welcome to the part of the show where Teo does a reggae song. I'll in three, yeah, man. Two, one.
We're gonna go to the stand today. We're gonna have fun and get paid. We're gonna make lots of friends today. I left my shoes at home.
Wait, that
we're
is
gonna have lots of fun today. We're gonna get lots of paid today. I forgot all my words today, and I don't know what else to say. Steve-o!
That was amazing.
Thank you.
I totally just threw you to the wolves.
I know.
And like a champion, you slayed those wolves with reggae magic.
Third verse. We're gonna have lots of fun today. I need to find a way to get paid. Dex not come to work today because he's sick. He throw up after both ends he say.
I'm good at reggae music. Who knew?
You really are! Oh my gosh, can we start a reggae band?
No, I hate reggae.
Come
music.
On!
Sorry, guys.
We could do, it'll be like Slightly Stupid meets Sublime, like.
No.
Just kind of cool, like dub style.
Dub style?
Yeah, you know.
So we're gonna do reggae with.
No, not dubstep, like dub, like, you know. Like,
hey, we got a text on the live line. Pray for me, fellas. I'm having a really bad day. It's only getting worse.
No.
Play the reggae music. Okay. I'm going to sing him a song.
About his day getting worse?
Yeah, sing, I'm going to sing it.
All right.
Intro me like you did.
Oh.
Hype man, hype it up.
Yeah, man, we are coming to you live from the ABQ.
I'm Shaggy.
And my boy, Teo, we know what to do. Am I right?
You're going to have a bad day today. No, you're not. That's not what we say. You're gonna have a good day today. You're gonna turn it around and you're gonna get paid, man.
If you get paid on a Monday, that's
that
awesome.
That's the whitest reggae I've ever heard.
I even said mon. That
was yeah, but it was like,
wasn't white.
Your mon was terrible.
Hey, you can't, you were just praising me. What's wrong with you? You're a terrible hype person. Terrible hype. No wonder, no wonder Chris Chicago fired you as hype guy.
He lives in Houston now.
He fired you.
C-Doublicious
said, hey, man.
He fired me.
You know what? You're not the best hype guy.
You're not supposed to share all my secrets.
And he said, well, the other day you were all hyping it up, and then you can't talk negatively about hype. Like, you can't not hype it up. That's unhyping.
Guys, I was a hype man in, like, a hip-hop crew for 7 minutes.
Steve-O was in a hip-hop crew.
7 minutes. Mm-hmm. I got rhymes, yo.
It was Run DM Steve.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. I love all of that.
I know.
Can I start a new band that's like dub reggae style that's called Run DM Steve?
Run DM Steve. Yep.
Dex needs to get sick more often.
No, he doesn't.
Let's start poisoning him. This is great radio today.
No.
I'm having so much fun not having to do
What's
real things.
What's funny is DMC... No, well, it'd have to be DM Steve, because it could be Dex, Mateo, and Steve.
Oh my gosh.
It could be Dex, Mateo, and Chrissy, and we could leave you out of it.
Wow.
That's solid. You see what I just did? That's unhyping. Yeah, that's what you did to me a moment ago.
Man.
Unhyping.
I apologize. It's really unhyping. That hurt a little. That hurt a little. Oh, if you're just joining us, first of all, welcome to the Morning Invasion. Steve Onteo with you. Dexter is sick, man.
Yeah, poor guy.
Pray for that guy. He sent us photos, and it was just bad. Next time, Dexter, just text us. We believe you, man, when you say you're sick. You don't have to send us, like, video of you losing things from your orifices.
Yeah. Wait, did you say orifices?
Yeah.
It's orifices.
Nah, orifices.
Orifici.
Nah. I'm pretty sure it's
orifice.
Orifice. Nah. Pretty sure
he said orifices. I should have just never corrected you.
No,
guys, a fun game is when your friends say words incorrectly to never correct them, but just to kind of keep propping it up, keep building it up. So then when you're in public and they say it wrong, you can just watch everybody go,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, but how often am I ever really going to use that word?
How often are you in public speaking? Let me see.
Mm.
Constantly.
Yeah, it's true. But who says orifices regularly? Am I right?
Nobody says orifices regularly except you. So you got that one.
Oh, man. We got off on a tangent earlier, and it's been my favorite part of the show because the live line blew up. According to a new study, one-third of parents avoid reading scary stories to their kids, but psychologists say scary stories can be good for children because it helps give them a sense of control over fear, which is why on the way home, hitting up Barnes & Noble, yep. I'm going to pick up The Stand, The Shining.
No, get scary stories.
To Tell in the Dark! Oh. No!
You talk about scary.
I had all of those books. The Hook Hand thing.
Yes.
The art. Oh, gosh.
The artist that drew those was just terrifying. Okay, so
why did our parents let us have those books?
My parents did not let me have those books.
Book fair would come around.
I would read them at the book fair. I would go to the book fair, which if you're a kid out there, I know how you're looking forward to that book fair.
Oh, dude, it's
the book
jam.
Fair would book show fair up. Was the they jam. Would set up in our library at Morville Elementary School, and it was like a new world.
A whole new world?
Yes, and Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Dude.
And part two, yep. And then there was more scary stories,
yep.
And it just kept happening, and they were so scary, and I would stand there in the library, in the book fair, reading these books, just getting horrified,
dude.
But then I'd, like, people walk by me, just go back to reading them, and then I would go home, and Murphy Brown would come on, and it'd be time to go to bed, and I'd be like, I can't, because I can't go to bed. What do you mean? I don't need a reason. This is America. Haven't you watched the Kids' Choice Awards? Ugh. I get a choice. Don't go to bed.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark was absolutely terrifying. I got to buy those for my kids.
No, you don't.
Psychologists say it's good.
Yeah, that's not good.
It gives children a sense of control over fear, but those books never had a resolve.
In Mississippi, we
called terrifying.
It scary. It was scary. That's when it was really scary. It was scary. Those books are scary.
So we found a poll that asked parents who the scariest fictional character was when they were a child. Number one, Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz, which is still weird to me.
I'm still telling, and I have people texting and Facebooking and agreeing with me, Return to Oz was terrifying. It was so much scarier than The Wizard of Oz. It was so much scarier. Oh. Yes. I can't even. I am the most millennial I've ever been right now.
Not Albuquerque Becca. I'm going to call
There's
her
another
Houston.
One?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I've known Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Since high school. Since middle school for her. Wow. So long ago. This is what she said. Besides Return to Oz, all aspects of that movie were terrifying.
See?
But one of the most terrifying creatures in all of humanity as children.
Yeah.
The Skeksis from The Dark Crystal. Which, by the way, they just made little...
I saw Dark Crystal later. It didn't scare me. They're puppets.
What?
The puppets didn't scare me.
The Skeksis? Trial by stone!
Yeah.
Trial by stone! That was terrifying.
Mm. I was more scared of David Bowie's character in Dark Crystal.
That was...
Labyrinth?
That was a labyrinth.
I get them mixed up.
Oh, God, I'm going to fight you.
I get them mixed up so much.
I'll
they're
lose,
the same movie.
But I'll still fight for the
they're,
honor
they're
of
the
Dark
same
Crystal.
Movie.
They're not the same
they're
movie!
They're the exact same
they're
movie.
They're totally different!
That one, let's see, Dark Crystal, uh-huh. Labyrinth, and The Black Cauldron are the same movie.
Okay, Dark Cauldron was an animated
the
film?
Black Cauldron. See, you just got them mixed up because you can't even remember the differences.
Black Cauldron was animated. What was, Gurgi? Is that his name? Gurgi, the little thingy in Dark or Black Cauldron?
Gurgi is the name of my great aunt, and
no,
you'll shut up about it.
I hate you today.
Aunt Gurgi, I apologize for my buffoon friend.
Is your aunt's name really Gurgi?
Yes!
Oh my God. That was the little creature thing in the...
Maybe it's a nickname. I thought it was a family name.
I swear his name was
No,
Gurgi.
I don't have an aunt Gurgi! Gosh, who has an Aunt Gurgi?
Well, I thought you did. Making me scream. I'm going to lose my voice.
Lose it.
Oh, gosh.
Aunt
Starmie.
Gurgi.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just got a kind of a funny story about the scary stories to tell in the dark.
Oh, man.
Let's hear it, because they were scary.
Well, they were terrifying.
They are terrifying. So I'm just a little younger than you guys. So I was probably, you know, fifth, sixth grade reading them. And,
wait, how old are you?
I'm 23, so okay, maybe a little more than a little younger.
I mean, that's about right.
Steve-O is 2 decades older than you, man.
I am not 2 decades older than you. Gosh.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm getting those books from the library. My mom's telling me not to read them. And, of course, you know, I'm not listening. So I'm reading them one night before bed, and she decides it's a good idea to go outside and go around the house to my window, my bedroom window, and run her nails down the window, making this awful sound.
Favorite mom on the planet.
You know, my mom did me a solid psychologically on that one. She helped me out.
She would do that, and then she'd open the window and say, "This world wants to destroy you."
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go. Solid mom right there. Solid mom.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the call, man.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Phone lines are open, 338-3700, if you'd like to chime in, 338-3700. You can also text the live line. It's 585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. Our girl Dre commented on Facebook. Speaking of terrifying mothers.
Terrifying.
This is one of the scarier stories from growing up. She said, "My scariest fictional character is not from a movie, but if you're New Mexican born and raised, then surely you know La Llorona."
That's how I pronounce it. Terrifying. It's a witch that lives in the ditch.
Oh, dude.
And she waits.
Ditches are deadly.
And
stay
then
away.
Right before she comes to get you, you hear this sound. And then you say, "What was that?" And then your friend says, "That's..." And then you're dead. No. Is that real? Is the witch real? The Ditch Witch? Because there's also a construction company back east called Ditch Witch.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay. And so it makes it a little less terrifying when you're driving in the van on tour and you look over and go, "Oh, that's the Ditch Witch." Yeah. Man, she has a ton of back hose. Yeah. I wonder how the rates are. Always going to need an affordable backhoe. Always. For many projects. Many, many projects. It's just not the same. That's all I'm saying. Not the same.
Oh, man. Well, Dre and every other New Mexican was terrified. She says, "My kids have heard the stories. We were told stories as kids. We were always, and still am, creeped out by ditches." She was terrifying, dude. "We have ditches here in New Mexico, and they are deadly, and stay away."
Look at this. Look, my buddy Andy just sent me this. He sent me a picture of a trampoline. It says, "Tap your screen really fast. Watch." Whoa! Okay. It looks like I'm jumping on a trampoline.
Man
that's
this
fun.
Segment.
Shout out
of,
to Andy. Andy!
The Morning Invasion brought to you by Adderall.
No, I'm not on any medicine.
I know you're not.
Maybe I should be. Ditch Witch.
Oh, man. What fictional character terrified you as a child? They asked a bunch of parents. Number one, Wicked Witch of the West, which is kind of odd to me. Number two, in New Mexico, what he just said.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, that one. It's just because you can't roll your R's.
La Llorona.
Yeah. You sound like Aunt Gertie from...
Hey, Gergi.
Gergi. That was
right.
The name of the character, right? Gergi?
I don't know.
Black Cauldron.
All of the same movies. They all had David Bowie in them, and he was wearing...
No, Black
Iggy
Cauldron
Stardust.
Was...
Ziggy Stardust.
Gergi, look! Black Cauldron, Gergi! That thing!
That is the sweetest looking little thing.
Yeah, I know, because that movie wasn't terrifying.
Whatever, you made it out to be scary.
I did not. You're the one that was terrified. Oh, look at this. Oh, Gergi. Little Gergi.
He's a lovely...
Whoa! Gergi is terrifying!
Turn it off! Turn it off!
No, I just want to watch some Black Cauldron.
I want to find a movie to watch.
Will you shut up? Gergi is talking.
Good prince. Good apple. Oh, boy. What a juicy apple.
That's Gergi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what you sounded like. That's Gergi. Black Cauldron, totally different than The Dark Crystal, which was an amazing movie. Still is. Skeksis, they were terrifying. Fictional characters that scared you as a child. We want to know your thoughts. The live line exploded.
Boom.
Like, we were trying to talk about Colin Kaepernick, and we got to be... Hey, what fictional character scared you? 17 pages of texts. People just chiming in immediately.
Somebody agrees with the scary stories to tell in the dark. They say,
dude,
when it came to the books, it wasn't so much the stories, it was the pictures.
Yeah. Remember, yes. It, like, the one of them had, like, yes. Was it like a tree, but a
somebody
face?
Somebody was a master of watercolor.
Yeah.
And it was horrifying.
Oh. Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Man,
thank you, Scholastic Book Fairs.
You know, I heard that they were making that into a movie or something.
Really?
Yeah. Scary stories to tell in the dark movie.
Wow. All of our nightmares are coming true.
Guillermo del Toro?
No way!
Whoa!
Is that real? Can
That's
you corroborate
what it said? January 14, 2016.
Oh, dude!
February 25th.
Okay.
Says, oh my gosh, look, it's the cover, Steve-o.
Ah!
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve? Excuse me, Steve?
Yeah, yes, Matthew.
It's the cover!
Okay.
I forgot. Look at that guy
the
with
dude
the
with the pipe and like the...
Yeah. Yeesh.
Phone lines are open, 338-3700. Good morning, Starmie.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Pinhead is pretty scary, man.
No, he wasn't.
Pinhead isn't something you should have watched as a kid.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh, man. Those are things you watch from the corner of the couch.
Oh, gosh.
But when the older brothers and sisters are watching it, man, and it was pretty creepy.
Guys, I'm getting scared looking at these pictures right now. I'm 33 years old.
Thanks for chiming in, man. Those movies were just not okay.
Ugh.
I felt like those... Well,
oh, high beams. High beams.
Yeah, that's because there was a hook hand guy.
In the back.
In the back of the car.
Good grief.
And you thought that the car was chasing her for terrifying reasons. Turns out, false ending, car's the savior. Stuff. Live line's still just going crazy.
Yeah, it is.
What do people have to say?
Never ending story, the wolf, the nothing.
Yes, dude. Don't watch it as an adult. Most disappointing child movie of all time.
I watched the movie
Neverending Story.
Jaws when I was 10, and that shark eating people seriously scared me. It altered my behavior for weeks. Another person that Jaws scared the mess out of?
Yeah.
Dave Stovall.
Really?
From Waverly. He would not swim,
even
in swimming pools, for a lot, just in case. A shark found its way into the pool.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're a child. It makes perfect sense.
You never know.
Starmie, good morning.
Dude, I gotta admit, I love it when Daddy's not at work.
Oh my God.
you guys just go crazy. But you know what scared me? My mom would rent these and we would watch them, Faces of Death.
What is wrong with you? No!
I was like 9, 10 years old, and my mom's VHS tapes, and we would watch them.
Okay, but here's a question. I feel like we have this imaginary, wonderful thing called the internet that we can use to discover if this is true or not. I heard a rumor that those were actually totally made up.
Well, I mean, I saw the guy jump from the building, and the bungee was too long, and that looks pretty real.
Yeah. Do you know what he's talking about? Do you remember these?
No.
They were... Ugh.
Dude,
I've never seen a single one. That's terrible.
It's crazy because at the beginning there's this like doctor, this what do they call the guys who look at the bodies, the autopsy guys?
Yes.
And it's just like a weird voice and he's just saying weird music in the background, old school like 70s, 80s.
What was it called? Oh,
it's...
Here, I'm looking.
Faces of Death.
Yeah,
no,
I'm looking it up.
Stop it. No, get away from that.
No, I'm
stop
just,
it.
I'm not going to, like, look at it.
All right.
Pool boy, what have you done?
It's all making sense
I don't
now.
Want to do this.
Okay. So here's the thing. It was billed as if it were real. And I don't know if anybody ever said whether or not it was real
it's
or not.
It's not real.
Like back, you know,
the
back.
Twins in The Shining.
Oh, of course.
Did anyone get scared by Tales from the Crypt? That's what we've got. Okay, that's
see, there's
terrifying.
Controversy over this because they say although about 40% of the content was shown to be fake, debates have occurred for years about whether the content in the film was real or not. Faces of Death. I just remember my mom talking about it when I'm not going to watch it.
Okay.
Do you know what it was?
It was just
videos of people dying.
My parents
in like
did a
crazy
great
way.
Job.
Yeah, I know. I never watched
me.
It. My mom actually loved me on this one. Never saw it, but I heard all about it as a child.
The live line says Shaq
crazy.
In Shazam
okay.
gave me nightmares.
Okay.
Shaq in Steel gave me nightmares.
No, you know what? Here's the deal.
Oh,
there
Kazam.
Are those movies.
It was Kazam. That's what it was.
No, it was Shazam, wasn't
no,
it?
No, it was Kazam. It was Kazam, because Shazam is Captain Marvel. It was definitely Kazam. Let me see. Kazam.
So, when we were kids, like, the dumbest of movies could give you bad dreams. I was always terrified that Harry and the Hendersons guy was going to show up, and he was huge and scary.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Granted, he turned out to be like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Because he's hairy.
Man, scary stuff, guys. Scary stuff this morning.
Keep it going on the live line, 585-LIVE. What fictional character scared you as a child?
And think when you were a kid, because we're starting to get into scary movies.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, and I'm being totally serious, let me recount to you Care Bears, the movie. There was a book that was possessed by an evil spirit, and there was this magician's apprentice, and that book possessed the magician's apprentice, and that kid started being a big-time bully with magic powers. Mm-hmm. And then the second Care Bears movie, okay, are we ready for this? Darkheart showed up.
Is that the bad lion?
Darkheart was the devil.
Oh.
He was the devil. He could shapeshift. He started off as a fox, and then he turned into this red, like, ginger kid.
You loved
and with red
Care
eyes,
Bears.
And he was mean. He was a bully. It was the devil.
Well, when we were kids, it was always the devil. Everything was the devil in all movies. 585 live. 585.
He was anthropomorphic.
5483. Gosh, we got to take a break already. I don't know. I hope Dex is listening so he knows he has to get better and actually come back tomorrow. I am a terrible host. Coming back. I don't know. News? I do have a terrifying story of why you should always follow your roommate on social media. Seriously, it's one of the more terrifying stories I've read in a really long time. Like that. Stay with us. It's the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
Fair warning. The Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Oh, good morning.
Howdy. Howdy.
Shout out to the live line. All of the comments just pouring in about how I am a better host.
Army!
I think we got
one, Steve-O.
Yeah, shout out to them. Shout out, am I right?
Literally one.
You're appreciated, Starmie. All of you, one person. Love it. Pray for Dex. He's sick.
Yep.
He's got the Zika.
No, he doesn't have the Zika.
It's really sad. He watched 43 hours.
Stop.
Of footage from the Olympics.
Guys,
and, Dex, he watched more than 42.
No.
Zika.
Guys, Dex is at home.
Yeah.
He's not feeling well.
No, we told him don't
Hopefully
come in.
Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. That's end of story.
Till they
thing.
Find out how no. Zika's transmitted,
Stop
I don't
it.
Want him around me.
Stop.
Stop. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. It is 9:10, by the way.
Yeah, the high today, 83.
Gosh, it's glorious.
Let's take a quick look at traffic.
Glorious!
Traffic!
It's looking like there's a bit of congestion 25 southbound once you hop off of Paseo.
Mm.
Lots of road construction all around the city, so be very careful. I'm not seeing any accidents on the map.
That's good.
You guys are doing a great job. Happy Monday! Mm. I know that sounds, counterintuitive, but you can do it. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up. We'll get to the live line once again. The live line's been blowing up this morning.
Yeah, it has.
Talking about characters that terrified you as a child. They asked parents who the scariest fictional character to you was when you were a child. The number one answer, the Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz.
Which is surprising.
Yeah, dude, the monkeys were scarier than the witch.
Remember those monkeys? I'm telling you, man, the Wheelers. Look. All right, we're about to do this.
Wait, from The Wizard of Oz?
From Return to Oz.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a different movie.
But we're talking scary from childhood. I will never forget this.
Scariest part of Return to Oz was Michael Jackson, am I right?
That's not what I'm talking about.
Nah, man, same movie.
Okay. Okay.
That was The Wiz, by the way.
Check this out.
Okay.
Prod this up.
Give me
some volume here.
Come here, chicken!
Run, chicken!
Wait, the chicken talks?
Yes. Get out of there, Dorothy!
That's Dorothy?
That's Dorothy.
Why is she a child?
Whoa! So these little guys, they have wheels. Look, that's a frozen person.
Wait, that's really a frozen person?
Yes. Beware the wheelers. They have wheels instead of feet and hands.
Yeah, I saw that.
They ride around, and they are mean, and they're trying to get that chicken.
You were scared of this, but not the Dark Crystal.
See, they talk to each other like they're birds. They communicate like birds of the air, Steve-O. Oh, gosh. No.
Did that little girl grow up to be the creepy one from the crowd?
Yes. See what it did to her? See what the wheelers did to her? They gave her a spirit of evil, and she grew up and became in the craft. And she became a witch. Call the league. There are witches everywhere.
It's incredible. All right, we're talking about terrifying things. How about this one? Reason number 1, 2, 3, 4 through 17. Why, if you have a roommate, you absolutely should be following them on all social media. This story is about to take a turn for the terrifying.
Yeah, this is, guys, this is pretty creepy. So if you're out there, maybe you're in college, maybe you're a young adult and you're living with roommates, this is a reason to follow your roommates on social media, Steve-O.
You may be thinking, what? Social media, what's the big deal? I live with them. I mean, we're not bros or anything, like, just a roommate. They're helping me pay the rent. Okay. 21-year-old man in Gilbert, Arizona, currently facing murder charges after he allegedly shot and killed his roommate. Now, sadly, that's not a new headline.
No.
It happens more often than it should. Shout out to sin and
don't give sin a
humanity
shout out
and stupidity. Now, while that in and of itself is actually pretty terrifying, dude taking out his roommate, here's the twisted, creepy backstory that makes you realize you should be following your roommate's social media accounts at all times. If you're not, for realsies. Okay. This dude's name is Zachary Penton. He's the man in question. He lived with a 41-year-old named Daniel Garofalo. This guy was 21. So 20 years age difference. This 21-year-old, just 2 days before the alleged incident, tweeted the following. I need to move out of my place before I viciously murder my roommate.
Yes. No, just clear cut right there.
For real. Allegedly, he was upset after his roommates got into a drunken fight. The older one drinking too much, whatever. And his roommates started to get into a brawl. He tweeted this. They literally just got into a drunken fight after one of them was stung by a bee. Like, what? So apparently there were two other roommates. They were partiers, they're kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Gotten into a few fights. Then you start scrolling back through the young one's Instagram or Twitter feed, and it got a little weird.
It looks like things were trending that way for a while.
Yeah. Here's the thing. There have been moments where, you know, you've been super annoyed with the roommate maybe back in the day. Mm-hmm. They finished off the milk. They didn't clean up the mess in the kitchen. They got back late from a night out. They woke you up. Whatever. But if you scroll through this dude's Twitter feed, you come across this guy who all of a sudden had this overnight fascination with weapons. He had one that says, holy expletive, buying a gun is so easy.
Terrifying.
Less than a month later, if it says no guns allowed on the front door, I ain't going in.
Okay.
Less than a month later, anyone want to shoot today? According to a report by ABC 15 Arizona, it appears that this kid was the one who called the police following the incident. He was taken into custody without incident whatsoever. They refused to comment on whether or not this guy was sane, but he was indeed the perpetrator. 21 years old, dude, now facing murder charges. Because he was, like, getting angsty on Twitter. He straight up tweeted, I need to move out of my place before I viciously murder my roommate.
And then it happened.
Follow your roommate on social media.
Yeah, it's probably probably solid
also,
advice.
Maybe do, like, a for real
like interview. A vetting?
Like a, yeah, solid vetting. Don't just grab anybody on Craigslist. The last roommate I had, he was kind of a mess.
It was me.
He would, okay.
Oh, Steve-O, that was me.
I just
let me cut you off before the pass there. That was me.
I mean, you didn't let me finish.
And by mess, you mean the best roommate ever told.
Yeah. You didn't, I was getting to that.
Yeah, right.
Obviously.
Real dumb.
So great.
Real dumb.
Actually, I do miss our Netflix binge watching.
Too much of it.
It's like 2-1 over.
It was too much.
Over the wives. Like, we canceled the wives out, so we were able to watch all of the best shows.
Just too much.
Now I got to sit through all of her shows.
Yep.
It's
yep.
the worst.
Yep. Guys, if you're a comic book fan out there, maybe a DC fan specifically.
Oh, man.
Ben Affleck tweeted out a video from the set of Justice League.
Apparently it's legit.
It is very legit. It includes a certain character by the name of Deathstroke, who many people said should have been in the Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
He was not.
Maybe that's... What stinks is, do you think that's why they're including him in this?
Yes. Check that out. It's pretty much anywhere on the internet right now.
Yeah.
Looks interesting. Looks interesting.
You want to do some news?
I'd love to.
All right.
Speaking of actors, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the world's highest paid actor. That's right, The Rock. WWE wrestler fame is now the world's highest paid actor professional.
I gotta be honest, man. When I was a kid, little kid, there was a dude named Hulk Hogan. He was my WWE hero. And he went on to do such films as, what was it, like The Nanny?
Yeah.
Mr. Nanny.
And then later released a tape that got him completely removed from WWE history.
That wasn't acting. That was different.
But anyway, yeah, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he raked in $64.5 million over the past year. Who came in second? Well, the former top guy, Robert Downey Jr., he'd been number one in each of the past 3 years. This year, he's tied, for eighth, rather, not second. But save your sympathy, he still brought in $33 million. $33 million. Number two, actually, mostly from Chinese box office, obviously, was Jackie Chan. I'm not kidding.
I believe you. I was just shocked.
He said, take those box office receipts, hi-ya. Karate joke. Also, Matt Damon, number three, $55
million. Oh, man.
Tom Cruise, king of Scientology and all of the spirit volcanoes.
What did Tom Cruise do this year?
$53 million. And number five, Johnny Depp, $48 million. Doesn't include the $7 million he lost in his divorce settlement with Amber Heard. Didn't that new Mission Impossible come out this year, or was that last year? That was last year.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know what Tom Cruise did. Scientology?
Yeah. Damon did The Martian. He did the Bourne movie.
Mm-hmm. What did Tom Cruise do this year? Tom Cruise 2016. Let's find out.
Yeah.
I've Googled it. Let's see. Jack Reacher. That's what it was.
He made Jack Reacher $33 million on Jack Reacher. Is that really all he did?
I guess so. That's all I know about it.
Okay.
And, check this out. Mission Impossible 6, which is currently prepping or whatever, halts prep until the Tom Cruise deal has been worked out because he's asking for my money. He said, take those receipts. Hi-ya! It's a good joke to fall back on in tough times.
What else you got in news?
Okay, you found this story. So credit and all credit.
Dude.
To Mr. Steve over here. Gosh, Mr. Steve.
I just need. Oh,
you guys check out Mr. Steve over here. He brought in a new story.
I have this segment is dedicated to a very special person in my life.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who it is?
Very special person in my life. Well, I think I was, what was I, 12?
Yeah.
11?
Ah!
10?
So,
Steve-O, I was 9.
Steve-O found a story.
The year was 19-something.
There's a surefire way for your kid to do better in class, but it's not necessarily what you expect.
It was fifth grade at Sandia Base Elementary School.
According to a new study out of UNLV...
Her name?
Wait, what is UNLV?
The University of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Northern Las Vegas?
I mean, of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Okay.
Stand by. Miss Kelly,
Okay, so this is what they did. The researchers had some students listen to an audio recording of a lecture. They took a photo of the person they thought was giving the lecture. Some of the kids saw a photo of an attractive teacher. Some of them saw a photo of an unattractive teacher. When they took the test on the lecture afterwards, what do you think happened?
I think Miss Kelly is the reason why I scored an A++ in fifth grade.
If the teacher was more attractive, the kids did better on the test.
I think her name was really Shelly Kelly. I think that was her real name.
That's weird. They got better scores if the teacher was better looking.
I just called her Miss Kelly.
They also gave the teacher better reviews. Listen to this. Magic. Did you hear that sound?
I heard it. It's because when she taught, it was magic.
Guys, straight up, kids do better in school if their teachers are attractive.
Yeah. You're captivated. I hung on to every word Miss Kelly said in fifth grade.
This is weird.
That was the last grade I completed, but I loved it.
Did you guys hear that sound?
Yeah.
It was like a weird synth sound over there.
This is actually real life.
This is real.
This
is for real and for real.
Yeah.
According to this study, students do better in school if the teacher is good looking.
Okay, but here's the question. Any parent ever, it's like open house, you show up. If you walked in and your kid's teacher was unattractive, would you just be like, nope, sorry, my kid's not going to learn. Mm-mm. My kid is not going to learn. And isn't that really subjective?
Yeah, it's subjective.
Because, you know, you could be attracted to somebody. I feel like, you know, the authority figure, it's your teacher.
Weirdo.
You're always attracted to your teacher. Unless they're like the
But
old,
here's
old,
the flip
like,
side of it for teachers. The teachers would get better reviews based on looks.
Yeah.
Man, it just goes to show
you. Children.
Teachers are the most underappreciated people in this world.
My 3-year-old.
Maybe not the most, but definitely number two, if not number one.
My 3-year-old already knows this all too well. This last Friday, he had show and tell.
Oh, no.
And he had to get like a, you know, those like paper bags. Mm-hmm. He had to fill it with 5 items.
I've heard of a paper bag.
Yeah. 5 items that represented Brody best. And so it was like, Brody, do you want to put your Baymax toy in there, your Fred toy from Big Hero 6. What do you want to put in there? And the very first thing he said was, Julia.
Julia?
And we said, wait, like Steven's wife, Julia? And he just turned bright red. He's 3.
Oh my gosh.
He loves him some Julia.
Does Steven know?
Yeah, I told him. He was like, that's a really smart kid. I'm Steven from I'm Amberlin.
Wait, every time we make fun of Steven, our voices get so much higher.
Hey, I just got off the road with Amberlin, and now I'd like to work at a church full-time. I'm a dream weaver.
He's not awake. He's off on Mondays.
Whatever, he's totally... You know we're going to get it in a minute. I'm listening. I hate you guys. He's my best friend. I can say what I want. That's what best friends do.
That's not what they do.
That is what they do.
Miss Kelly, thank you for making me smarter in English. Help me with words so I could do better.
I'm going to go ahead and say
on this here show.
Miss Kelly, I don't think you helped him at all. I think
you were
a distraction.
She's the reason I was so good in my schooling in fifth grade.
We got to take a break.
Fine. Take a break. I guess. Thinking about Miss Kelly.
Now, look what we've done. Live line. Well, that's why I'm dumb. Thanks to all my ugly teachers. Great. That's what we've done. This is what we have wrought. Today. Dex, you need to come back.
Allegedly.
You should have cut it off hard right there.
You
should have, boom. That should have been commercial.
Well, I'm not a host.
Yes, you are.
Oh, man.
You're the hostess with the almostest.
Okay. Quick break. Coming back. I think we'll still have jobs. Miss Kelly, if you're listening, the live line is open, 585-LIVE. I miss you, too. Miss you, too.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
CBS broadcaster Charles Osgood, host of Sunday Morning, is saying goodbye.
Some of you may have heard rumors lately that I won't be hosting these Sunday Morning broadcasts very much longer. Well, I'm here to tell you that the rumors are true.
The MTV Video Music Awards.
The 30th Burning Man Festival.
Colin Kaepernick causing a firestorm for refusing to stand up
during the playing of the national anthem.
Don't Breathe is the top box office attraction.
Two men arrested in connection with the shooting death of the cousin of NBA player Dwayne Wade in Chicago.
NASA says its Juno spacecraft successfully carried out its first flyby of Jupiter.
Weather experts are concerned a couple storm systems over the Atlantic could impact Florida and parts of the East Coast.
The conditions have not been favorable for development across the Bahamas, but as it gets into the Florida Straits, that's when we think we have the potential for development. And all interests along the Gulf of Mexico need to be prepared.
You be prepared, Gulf of Mexico.
You are. It is Monday, August 29th. 9:37.
Heck yeah. High today, 83, we hope.
Yeah.
Also, lots of road construction, guys, all around the city. I'm not seeing any accidents right now, so you're doing a good job. Hopefully you have a great... Let's make this a good week. We had a pretty rough week around the ABQ last week.
Yes, we did.
Let's make this one way, way better. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Speaking of...
Yeesh.
We never got, like, a little... Let's see what time. What time? I wanted to see if our guest was going to be in.
Let's see. Let's see if
is he here?
We asked earlier in the show.
Yeah.
If anyone had gone to the heavenly birthday party for little Victoria, and we actually did have a couple of live line texts. This was way early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can even find them anymore.
Because we had so many people chiming in.
Here's one. My wife and I went to the birthday party yesterday. We brought some drinks, helped set up chairs, and then really wanted to go around and just pray with people. The organizers were okay with prayer, but they were very pro, like, I guess you could say pro-life for this party. They wanted to celebrate the life of this little girl, not focus on the horrific tragedy. Mm. All in all, I thought it was an amazing event. It was awesome to see our community come together.
Yes!
So we got a special guest here. His name is Corey. Chorus.
Coco.
Chorus Padilla. He works in the art department here in the Connection.
Yes, I do.
And you went to the party yesterday, right?
Yes, I did. Mariposa Park.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
It was great. So it was the beautiful thing about it was that it was true New Mexico fashion. It was like low riders and like bike rallies and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious, but it's like this is how Albuquerque like rallies around a cause, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of bittersweet because it's like such a sad thing.
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of, you know, feeling it and just taking time to process everything. But everyone's also celebrating her life and just doing it in a way that only our community can.
Yeah. You know? That's cool.
Yeah. How many people were there at Mariposa Park yesterday?
There at the time I was there probably over 600-700 people.
Oh, okay.
It was all right. And it was like filtering in and out, so I know there was much more than that throughout the day.
Yeah, I heard, upwards a few thousand, I know, at some point. But it lasted for so many hours as well, so
wasn't it great.
Like 2 to 8 or something
It was 2 to 8 and did the balloon thing, and then there was a candlelight thing at the end. It was just beautiful, you know.
Man,
that's so cool.
This last Friday, we were, you know, obviously the whole morning show was dedicated to talking about Victoria, honoring her life, allowing a community to mourn, to talk about it, and to see the community still standing up and it was great. It's fantastic.
It was cool that it was so it was focused toward children and allowing them to have a great time and
good,
you know, like face paintings and take a picture with a princess.
Okay.
And it was cool. People were offering prayer, and it was great. I was proud to be a New Mexican, which doesn't, for me, that doesn't happen too often. You know, it's like, oh man. But, you know, yesterday was like, wow, I'm glad I'm a part of this community and I'm able to help out here in a small way.
Yeah.
That's good.
Man,
that's
cool. Man. Amazing. 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 If you missed any part of the show Friday, it was a very heavy show. But it's also a show I think we were all very proud of.
Yeah.
We
found out friends of ours that worked at other radio stations, like, they could not talk about it.
Yeah.
They were told from, like, the tip top, address the situation. And it's probably because we have a little more leeway when it comes to talking about life and death and prayer and faith. And
definitely.
That's our thing here. That's where hopefully we shine. But other stations, not so much.
Yeah.
Because of legal issues. And
so it was more just mourning and sadness because they couldn't really offer any... hope.
Anything.
Because it's so senseless that, They weren't able to offer anything, really. So.
And that's what I kept thinking to myself, just sitting in the park in a crowd full of people. It's like, I have a hope, and I can share it with people. And how are people processing this kind of, you know, horrific thing and going through the details and mourning? How are they processing it if they don't have this, you know?
Right.
And it's just, it tears you apart, you know?
I'm glad you were there to offer that, man. And for the people, all the people that showed up yesterday, offering prayer and just being a light in this time. But, yeah. Dude, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Corey.
That was awesome.
Love you guys.
It's my boy. Love you too.
How do you like his haircut? It's pretty cool, huh?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
See you, bud.
Yeah, we put up a video of Steve-O's haircut if you guys want to know what he looks like. Not Scott Stapp anymore.
That's a not.
Mm-mm. Now he looks like Brad Pitt from Fury.
I guess I need to see that movie.
Why would you do this to me?
I'm sorry.
I even dyed my hair blonde.
I know.
I mean, I quit coloring it brown every day. And now it's its natural color. Now people are telling you that you look like Brad. What do I have to do now?
I'm just going to change my face. I did get Colin Farrell over the weekend a couple times.
I'm going to change my face.
So
I've already decided.
Okay.
I'm sick of this original face that the Lord gave me.
I'm sorry.
I believe that by making it look like someone else, I am actually doing better.
Oh, God.
That's right. I said it. Everybody else is thinking it.
How do we get here?
I said it. No, that's cool. I'm so glad Corey got to go yesterday.
I'm proud of that kid.
And if you guys got to go, don't forget you can always share your story. We posted the Monday Mindset early this morning. We've gotten some stories on there. And maybe if you went to Mariposa Park for the Heavenly Celebration of Victoria Martins, you can tell us a little bit about what you experienced.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Or, of course, you can chime in on the live line, 585-LIVE. That's 585-5483.
Yeah.
Do you have any more? I mean, we had so much news this morning.
I have a ton of news.
I know.
We barely even scratched the surface.
We got here at 4 a.m., both of us.
We did.
We're like, we don't have decks. We got to do some serious prep today.
And by 4 a.m., he means we got here at 2 a.m. Right? Is it that what I was supposed to say?
Because we both need a nap at 10?
Yes.
Gosh.
No, I'm pretty tired.
I am too. My alarm went off at 3 and I just cried.
I feel like that's why we're so wonky.
Uh-huh. Maybe. That's what we'll blame it on when we ultimately get called into the principal's office.
Yeah.
at 10.
You guys said something today.
Said some things.
Oh, okay. What was it? Well, I want to discuss the 7 through 9 o'clock hours. Oh. And I'm going to go back and review the 6 o'clock hour because I wasn't awake
yet.
Perfect.
Yeah, probably going to happen. Probably going to happen. Hopefully we're not fired.
How far would you go to save a friend's phone?
What's on the phone? Like, are there incriminating photos? Why would I need to save your phone?
It's like the photos Megan has of you,
a
friend of ours. It takes a special kind of friend, an incredible friend, an incredibly stupid friend to do what this friend did.
Okay.
He probably didn't get a big hug after the fact. 20-year-old named Cato Kalin. No, I'm just playing. No. But Cato, yes, not the clothing store for women. Cato.
Why would you name a kid Cato?
Cato Kalin, man.
I know, but I mean,
the People versus O.J. Simpson just came out. It was huge. Somebody saw it. Was like, dude.
Cato.
That name is sweet, though.
I can say nothing. My kid's name is Brody.
Really?
Yeah.
Cato Berntsen Larsen. Berntsen Larsen.
Okay.
From Drammen, Norway. So, honestly, let's say the name. Cato Berntsen Larsen.
From Drammen?
From Drammen.
Drammen.
Hanging out with a friend last week. Friend dropped his phone into the abyss. Known
toilet?
As a porta potty.
Oh, no.
Boom. Down into the Blue Lagoon, they call it on the street. That's right. Cato actually lowered himself through the bowl.
I just started
thinking
about
into the
this.
Tank beneath.
Oh, gosh. Stop talking.
To find the phone.
I'm going
to
throw up, man.
But he got stuck.
Oh, okay.
Thigh deep in human waste.
Stop talking.
That had been sitting there.
No, stop. I'm serious.
For months.
I may hurl.
He says he felt animals crawling and swimming around his legs. And claustrophobia kicked in. Because Joker's claustrophobic.
Oh, I really can't do this story.
Unfortunately, it took an hour before firefighters could dismantle the toilet bowl to rescue him.
Ugh.
He was taken to the hospital with injuries on his arms and bites from random animals swimming in the sewage.
Oh, we're going to throw up,
and
dude.
He did not find the phone.
Stop.
So not even a good friend at the end of all that. Just couldn't even get it done. One job. One job, Cato. One job.
I can't.
And you got poop animal bites to show for it.
I can't do porta potties in general, and that just...
Man, I can.
That is terrible. I'm always scared that like, something
porta potties, right
is
here.
Like lurking in the shadows, in the depths of
there,
the...
Well, in this case, now, there were.
And now I know the truth, and I'm right.
Don't use a porta potty that's been sitting there for months, and especially don't get down in it.
This like harkens back to our earlier conversation about fictional characters that scared you as a child. Do you remember Critters?
Oh, I remember Critters.
The movie, though? Like,
oh, no. Never saw it. I remember the cover. Yeah. Again, you're talking to the kid in the movie store, looking at all the horror section movies, and then going home and crying.
There was a character that, there was like a human that sat down on the toilet.
Did the critter get him?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Came up from the...
Yeah.
And so I was like, well...
Him?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I always pee standing up outside.
You.
Well, I'm going to put my headphones down. Okay. This has been good. All right, guys. See you later.
Okay. Well... Yeah.
That is crazy, man. I got to tell you right now, I'm not that good a friend.
Would you do that to me?
No, I would not. If your phone fell into a porta potty,
would you do that,
I'd be like,
Dex?
Why did you have your phone out? Why would you do that?
I had to check.
No. Not in the, if you're in a porta potty, no.
Yeah, you got to be, man, I'm, okay.
Here's what I'll do. I'll be that friend that before you go into the porta potty, I'm going to go, hey, give me your phone, man. Let me hold it for
hey,
you.
Let me hold that phone.
Let me hold that phone for you.
Let me hold that phone.
And from now on, that's what I'm going to do every time.
What do you need it for? Pictures?
Oh.
You're going into a porta potty.
Yeah, you don't need,
weirdo.
You don't need that. You don't need that.
Moving on. Here
nor
are a
way,
few,
nor how.
A few back-to-school tips for parents because we need to get out
okay.
of this
thank you.
Wasteful conversation. Get your kids to school on time every single day, especially the first month of school. Reach out to the teachers through text or email. Let them know you're available. Don't be weird. Don't be overbearing. Just say, hey, I'm available if you need me. And with homework, don't hover over your kids trying to solve every problem together. We talked last week about how the effects of removing homework, if you're a younger child, can actually be beneficial. Because you get more family time. But now if your kid does have homework, don't hover. Let the kid figure it out for themselves. They got to at some point.
I'm really good at that one.
Hovering?
No, letting them just do it all by themselves.
No, not that either. You want to find a good mix right there in the middle.
Okay.
We got a phone call. Oh. I want to see who it is.
All right, sure.
Maybe it's Dex.
Starmie.
Hi. So I just want to make sure I got that story straight. The guy got stuck in a porta potty with raccoons swimming in a lake full of caca.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
When you put it like that, I mean...
That's just caca.
Okay. Yeah, you just... I feel like
hang up on yourself.
Yeah,
thank
you.
I said Dex's line.
You did it.
I did it. Dex!
Oh, man, I'm so proud
of you. I did it, bud!
So proud of you.
I defended you!
To the grave.
Defended his... He's not to the grave.
Yeah.
Tony Romo was injured for the 954th time this season. He broke his back or something. Good thing for the Cowboys. Old Dak. When you break your back, there's always Dak. That's what Romo's saying right
now. You are so excited.
I'm excited
about
Dak.
Do you want that Cowboys
Dak
hat?
Prescott.
I have a Cowboys hat.
No,
was,
I don't.
It was.
I don't care that much about it.
I'm not a Cowboys fan.
No.
You can have it.
I don't want to hear it.
You want it.
Plus, I have a friend named Todd, and if I wear anything Cowboys, then I will never cease to hear about it.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Romo also missed 12 games last year with collarbone injuries. Naturally, the Cowboys could not do anything without him.
Yeah.
Quarterback Dak Prescott is expected to take his place. So he left last Thursday's game with an injury. At first, the Cowboys said he would be fine. Then he had an MRI on Friday. He has a broken bone in his back. He's currently wearing a back brace. He will probably miss 6 to 10 weeks. Is there any football left?
Well, I mean, season's 16 weeks, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Our dear friend Stephen Christian chimed in and said,
Stephen
one
doesn't
day,
believe.
One day, Tony Romo's Hall of Fame trophy will be made of paper mache.
He also missed most of the 2010 season with a sprained shoulder. He suffered back injuries in 2013, 2014. Good grief, guys.
Romo will not have a Hall of Fame trophy. That guy is not a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's not.
Man.
Did they ever win anything in the playoffs ever?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe they are America's team because just when you think we're making some progress, we essentially break our back all over again.
Crack.
That's America's team. He's America's quarterback because of that reason. It's like, guys, we're doing never mind. I just saw the news again.
I'm actually really excited to see your boy try and play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Don't let me be misrepresented here.
Yeah. You're not a Cowboys fan.
I'm excited because a former Mississippi State University alum is doing very well.
And that is you as
and
well.
And he's going to do well, Steven.
He's talking so much trash right now because it's preseason. He's played against like third stringers.
He's upset because the Saints don't have any chance this
year. They really don't. They really don't. I bet you Dak Prescott's Cowboys have a better record than the Saints. Ooh!
Oh, no.
Ooh, we need to make that bet.
We should make
that
bet.
Oh, we got to make that bet. I'm waiting for our cell phones to go.
All right, we got five random facts for Monday. We're almost out of show, so this will probably be the clincher here. Okay, number one, NBC split itself into two networks in the 20s and 30s, the Red Network for more expensive shows.
Whoa.
And the Blue Network for cheaper ones. And, the FCC made them divide into separate companies in 1939, and the Blue Network became ABC.
No way.
Weird.
So NBC started ABC?
National Broadcasting Company, American Broadcasting Company. Interesting. Number two, the phrase over the top actually comes from World War I when soldiers had to go over the top of a trench and face death.
That's actually incorrect. I'm sorry to fact check your Monday. Yeah, came earlier from a film called Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone. He drove a big rig. And
driving a big rig,
over the top,
doing my thing.
It's the thing you do when you're doing the arm thingies.
Six Flags got its name because of the six different nations Texas had been a part of. Ready?
Oh yeah, Six Flags.
Spain,
Texas.
France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the USA, and the Confederacy.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Six Flags over Texas.
The reason there's a top 40 for songs is because jukeboxes in the 50s used to hold exactly 40 songs. I've always wondered that.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's why it's top 40.
Neato.
That's cool.
Guys, we're learning neato stuff today.
I like it.
And are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The last random fact for today.
All right.
Best Buy was originally called Sound of Music.
Really?
They launched in 1966, and the name wasn't changed to Best Buy until 1983.
There you have it.
Nice.
Your five random facts for Monday. Putting the brakes on what was a terrifying show for our bosses, but thus giving our good friend Dexter some serious job security.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, man. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on the live line.
Man, we had a good day. I can't believe
it. It was fun.
It's over.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I'm going home.
We had a good
show.
Taking
a nap.
People were stoked on it.
Are you going to go poke the bear?
Yeah, I am. You know it.
I may see you there.
Got to go see my friends.
I may see you there. Tomorrow, Dexter, hopefully we'll be back. Pray for that guy.
Yeah. Also, New Music Tuesday, we got some slamming tracks for you guys. New Andrew Bell.
Yes, I was hoping.
New 10th Avenue North. Couple of curveballs thrown in.
All right.
You got to tune in tomorrow to see.
I loved Curveball.
Is that a movie, too?
No. I was thinking of Fastball.
Shut up.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.